down and more up to midfield to the 49-yard line, rambles Seth Donaldson.
Seth Donaldson came on like a wide receiver screen around the backside of Fletcher. He turned and pitched the ball to him, and Donaldson able to get around the end over there, picked up 7 yards. So it's going to be first down and 10 from, should I say it, Tommy? Is that the 51?
It's the 51.
It's the 49. It's the 49. I know better than that. I'm never going to forget that, though.
No.
First and 10, Bearcats. Three receivers to the near side. One to the far side. Donaldson in motion again to the far side. Jennings wants to throw. Loads. Fires downfield. He's got Mason Goodwin open, but he can't bring it in at the 15-yard line. A good toss, but Goodwin unable to bring that one in right about the 15.
Yeah, perfectly thrown ball that time by Jennings, as he had Mason Goodwin on a post route down the middle of the field. And good defensive play back there. I couldn't catch the young man's number that time that defensed the pass, but excellent coverage on the defense, and just unfortunate that the ball came up incomplete. Sets up second and 10 from the 49.
Jennings in the shotgun now. He has two receivers to the near side. A wing on the far side. The lone running back beside him is Will Crenshaw, kind of standing in a pistol formation, kind of behind Jennings. Jennings hands off to Crenshaw. He turns the left corner, picks up about 2 yards, and is ridden out of bounds right about the Golden Tiger 48-yard line.
Now, that time he just took the handoff, and it was a straight round left in. He took the ball about the hash mark and pushed out of bounds over there. It's going to set up, picked up about 3 yards. It's third down and 7 from the 48 of the Golden Tigers. As, Coleman, they're kind of mixing it up here a little bit more than I expected. Expect to see a lot more run, but I've seen 3 passes so far. Let's see if they continue to try to get the ball in the air tonight.
Third down and 7 for the Bearcats now. Jennings wants to throw in the shotgun, and he's pressured, and he's going to be sacked back about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, that was Jacob Hamilton. He just came straight through the line, and Jennings stepped up in the pocket trying to find an open receiver. And Jacob Hamilton, middle linebacker, senior, 6 foot, 210 pounds, he came in there and finished up the play for a loss of, I believe he lost about 12 yards there on that play. So they'll come out to punt now.
So Dalton Yerby will come in to punt it away. He'll hit it about his own 32-yard line. It's a fake.
It's a fake.
The Bearcats have got the first down and more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bearcats.
Beautiful play that time. It's the old fake. He snapped it to the up-back. The up-back handed it to the H-back that was hiding behind the line. Everybody ran past him. And he just took off down the field like a bolt of lightning. Is that 89? I can't make 29. That's number 29 and or 28.
28. Carson Freeman.
Carson Freeman. 28. Carson Freeman. that was nice. You know, sometimes that's what you got to have, Tom. You got to have a little bolt of lightning there to spur this offense. And that's the first touchdown we've seen since the Decatur game.
Matthew Bell comes out to attempt the extra point. This one is no good. So with 9:04 left in the opening quarter, the Bearcats are on the board. They lead Russellville 6-0. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, the Coleman Bearcats on a fake punt go into the end zone and get on the board with 9:04 left to go in the opening quarter. Bearcats lead the Golden Tigers 6-0.
Yeah, 6-0 off of a fake punt. Mark Britton's pulling out all the stops tonight to see if he can't get this offense going. Like I said, one quick score here, and they get these Russellville Golden Tigers on their heels. Could be a long night for Russellville.
Matthew Bell kicks it away, and it's bobbled by Deion Hill at the 5. Now he's going to pick it up, run out to the 10, to the 15, And out to the 17-yard line is Deion Hill, the junior, so that's where Russellville will put it in play. First and 10 from their own 17-yard line. Just underway first quarter, 8:53 left in the opening quarter. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. The Bearcats lead 6-0. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Deion Hill saved Russellville that time from absolute disaster as he fumbled the football there about the 15-yard line. It rolled all the way back to the goal line, but he's able to pick up yardage enough to get back out to the 15.
On first down, Peyton Nichols wants to keep it, and he's across the line of scrimmage, maybe for a yard, up to the 18-yard line. Good, tough defense up front that time for the Bearcats.
Yeah, he came around this left end. He's trying to, like, a quarterback run, almost like a zone read, but Hill had already gotten out of the way, and he had no one to hand the ball off to when he cut it back up the field here. He was met by a host of Bearcats, and I believe that's number 7, big old Justin Patterson out there that finally brought him down right about the line of scrimmage, maybe after a yard gain.
So it'll be second down. They're going to call it 9 for Russellville now from their own 18-yard line. Peyton Nichols in the shotgun. Comes to the near side and gets to maybe the 20-yard line. Fights across to the 21, loses the ball on the turf. They're going to say it was down right about the 21-yard line.
Yeah, the ball came out after he had hit the ground that time. Excellent pursuit by the Coleman defense. They have come to play tonight. They are not letting these guys move the football with any kind of aggressiveness. They're just all over it. You know, every time they snap the ball, they've got a hat on a helmet somewhere.
Third down and 7 for Russellville now from their own 20-yard line. Two receivers split to either side, one back in the backfield. Nichols wants Deion Hill to go in motion to the far side. He does. And now Nichols wants to throw, rolls to the far side, fires incomplete. Good coverage that time by the Bearcats. It looked like 22 of Dalton Yerby on the coverage that time, covering Reed Smith.
Yeah, he rolled out to his right, came from the near side of the field to the far side. Got about the end of the line of scrimmage, set to throw the football, and Blake Purifoy was all over him. He had to rush the throw. Threw a little bit high. The ball bounces to the turf, sets up a fourth down. Coleman's forced a 3-and-out here on the Russellville's first drive. Impressive as that may seem, see if they can keep that up all night. And I have a good feeling, as senior laden as this defense is tonight, these guys, they want to go out with a win here tonight and make that memory even much more special for them for playing all these years.
Cody Greenhill comes on to kick it away for Russellville. He's averaging 29 yards a kick. He hits this one at his 10-yard line, and it's short. It hits at the 30 and then rolls back down to the 29-yard line. So that one caught up in that wind. And that's going to put the Bearcats in excellent field position, Jason.
Yeah, he caught that ball off the side of his foot, and it went up in the air, and it's just like it just hung there as the wind kind of pushed it back. We've got some pretty gusty wind here, like Tommy said, about 16-mile-an-hour gust from time to time, gusting up to 25 and 30 miles an hour coming out of the north. So as Russellville's trying to move south to north here, moving right to left, punted that football up, and Mother Nature helped the Bearcats with great field position as they start first and 10 deep inside Russellville territory.
From the Russellville 29-yard line now, Fletcher Jennings hands it off straight ahead to Will Crenshaw. Crenshaw barrels down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Crenshaw just took the ball straight up the middle, right off the center, right off his right hip, and pulls it down, picks up 5 yards, and Coleman's in business now, second down and 5 from the Russellville 24-yard line.
Direct snap to Jennings in the shotgun. He hands it off to Will Crenshaw. Crenshaw gets down to the 20, maybe falling forward to about the 19-yard line. A good 4-yard pickup that time for Crenshaw.
Crenshaw comes off the right-hand side of the line over here, moves across the hash mark. Very patient running by Crenshaw that time. He kept waiting and waiting for those blocks to develop from those big guys up front. Falls forward. It's 3rd down and 1 from the 20-yard line.
Two receivers to the near side. Crenshaw, the lone back, takes a handoff from Jennings, gets to the line of scrimmage, and then drives his legs forward, maybe down near the first down marker, which is resting right on the 19. This one's going to be close.
Yeah, they're going to mark it about halfway in between the 20 and the 19, and I'm sure you're going to almost, well, positive you might see a chain come out here, but Coleman, nevertheless, they come up to the line ready to snap the ball quick.
On fourth down and really short, the Bearcats are going to go for it. Straight ahead, handoff to Crenshaw, and this is really going to depend on the spot. It looked like he got to the 19-yard line, and it looks like the official on the far side of the field is going to give him the 19, but we'll wait and let him signal first down.
Looks like this one official to the near side, he's marked kind of halfway between the 19 and the 18, so it looks like they're going to give him the first down. I'm sure we'll see a measurement come out. Well, let's wait and see. Oh, yep, first down. They give the signals. They'll move the chains. And Coleman will be set up first and 10. Just inside the 20-yard line with 5:58 to go here in the first quarter as they lead the Russellville Golden Tigers 6-0.
Two receivers to the near side for Fletcher Jennings. He's got Crenshaw in the backfield beside him. Now he gets a play call change from the sideline. Now he's ready to go. Long snap count for Jennings. He's going to take it and hand it off to Michael Aldehaley, and Aldehaley barrels his way down to the 11-yard line. What good straight-ahead running by the senior. He's only 5'5", 155 pounds, but Jason, he dug his way down for about 7 yards on that carry.
Yeah, he got wrapped up about the 15-yard line after he picked up three, and he had two Russell Golden Tigers hanging on to him, and Aldehaley just powered his way down and picked up 7 yards, sets up second and three just outside the 10-yard line.
Two receivers to the near side for the Bearcats as they work from left to right. Fletcher Jennings hands off to Will Crenshaw. Crenshaw's got a hole, and then it collapses right into the last second. He only gets to the 10. There was a big hole there that it closed up quickly, but Crenshaw was able to get 2 quick yards.
Yeah, Crenshaw comes to the near side. He saw that same hole Tommy was talking about, decided to plant a foot and turn up in there. When he did, big number 57 that time, Tyrone Wilson for the Russellville Golden Tigers, he wrapped him up and dropped him there for no gains. So it's going to be third down. They say marked it at 1, but it should be 3rd and 2 from the 10.
Fletcher Jennings, a freshman, at his first start in the shotgun. He'll hand it off straight ahead to Will Crenshaw, and Crenshaw is going to be down close to the first down. They may mark him right about a yard short, about the 9, a first down marker setting on the 8. So we'll see.
Yeah, they've set the ball down just shy of the 9-yard line. So good hard running that time. Looks like they're going to get up quick to snap the football this time. As Jennings goes under center this time, he's got 3 running backs lined up behind him. Power football set. They've got Justin Patterson in the backfield trying to clear the way.
Oh, and motion by the Bearcats. The middle running back got just a little bit too much of a head start. It looked like Connor Moon was trying to get a little bit of a jump. And you talk about some blocking backs in front of Will Crenshaw. When you've got Justin Patterson and Connor Moon up there, they're going to open up some kind of a hole.
I've known Connor Moon since he was running around in the bleachers playing baseball years and years ago. And I saw him walking across the parking lot earlier as I was pulling up to the game. And I looked over at him. Hey, Connor, how you doing? And he just kind of cut his eyes, and he had this look on his face. He was just about to ready to run through somebody. So you know Connor's ready to play tonight. He had that look of determination before he even got to the stadium.
So on 4th down and 8 now, the Bearcats are going to attempt a field goal. Matthew Bell comes on, and play clock is running down. The Bearcats were going to go for it, and then at the last second, they tried to shuffle some guys on there and decided to let Matthew Bell try to kick a field goal. So they've called timeout with 3:37 left to go. In the opening quarter, the Bearcats lead it 6-0. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us here on Friday Night Live. And if you like Friday Night Live, you're going to love Sports Talk Live every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Live 95. Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel talk high school sports, both from football and baseball, basketball and volleyball, to college sports, professional sports, and even local fishing on your lakes. Check it out at Sports Talk Live every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Live 95.
Tune in Tuesday. I think they're going to talk about ping pong this week. No, I'm just kidding. I like to give those guys a hard time.
I tell you, those two guys, they're on the radar now because last Tuesday they had Jay Jacobs, athletic director from Auburn University, on a program, and he's not an easy guy to get a hold of and get on the air. So they're on the radar now.
That's true. They are on the radar, and they do one whale of a job up there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So tune in and listen to those guys and get all the scoop from, like Tommy said, around the county, around the state, around the nation when it comes to sports talk. They've got it all.
I want to take a moment and say a special thanks to the folks who make Friday Night Live possible each and every Friday night. Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Go by and visit these folks and tell them thanks for bringing you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. The Bearcats are going to go for it on 4th and 8. Fletcher Jennings from the shotgun drops back, throws a screen pass to Dawson Drake, and Drake catches it and then fumbles it backwards. And Fletcher Jennings falls on it about the 30-yard line. So not a lot of harm done that time for the Bearcats. I'd like to have gotten a first down or a touchdown, but giving Russellville the ball at their own 30 is not too bad.
Yeah, that time, the the ball. He caught the football. He turned to run with it, and the defender, the middle linebacker, I believe it was number 16, Cameron DeArmond, he comes up and just puts a hand on the ball and knocks it backwards about 15 yards, and luckily Jennings able to follow him there at the 30.
On first and 10, Deion Hill with the carry for Russellville across the 30 and out to right about the 35-yard line. Tackle made there by Justin Peterson along with Connor Moon, or actually that's Justin Patterson, excuse me, and Connor Moon on the stop of the Bearcats.
Yeah, in the backfield that time you had Garrett Cornelius. He had Deion Hill dead to rights. And Deion Hill, let me tell you guys, he is a phenomenal runner. He's not a very big guy, but he's quick. He's got north and south speed and east and west, and he juked him out of his shoes and was able to pick up about 6 yards there on first down.
Second and four for Russellville from their own 36-yard line. Hill from the Wildcat gets the first down and more at to right about the 43-yard line, just a direct Wildcat snap to Deion Hill.
Yeah, Hill just took the snap and he followed the center and the right tackle straight up the field, made it into the linebacking core that time. As he picks up a first down, Coleman came hard on the blitz that time. They had three of their defensive backs rush from the outside, but nevertheless, able to pick up a first down.
First and 10 for Russellville now from their own 43-yard line. Receiver split to either side, two backs to the backfield, and Nichols tosses back to Deion Hill, and Hill's going to be corralled behind the line of scrimmage. Good stop made that time by Sam Caligaris leading the charge for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Sam Caligaris and Connor Moon both in the backfield that time. Drops him for a 5-yard loss. It's going to set up second down and 15. He tried to come on a little toss sweep to the near side of the field, and there were just too many Bearcats in the backfield that time as the defense is getting very aggressive out there tonight so far.
On second down and 14, Peyton Nichols washed a throw, and the Bearcats are going to wrap him up in the backfield and drop him for a sack. It looks like Hunter Brandon was the first one to get to him back in the backfield.
Justin Patterson, big old Justin Patterson, came from that far defensive end position and chased Nichols down in the backfield. He's going to drop him for another 6 yards, 4 yards, I'm sorry. So it's third down and 19 now, as Russellville has been moving in backwards right now because the Coleman Bearcat defense has built a wall, and they're sending everybody to put pressure on this quarterback.
Third down and 19 for Russellville now from their own 32. Nichols wants to throw, and he's almost picked off. Oh, my goodness. Connor Moon had his paws on that one at the 29-yard line and nothing but green grass in front of him, but he couldn't bring it in.
I said in the pregame tonight, Tommy, this defense, they're going to have to get after this quarterback. They're going to have to put some pressure on him and force him into situations they're not comfortable in. They're not able to run the football right now because the big guys from Coleman up on that defensive line have just stymied the run here, and they're getting so much pressure on Peyton Nichols that he's having to rush these throws. And Connor Moon, he had reservations for six down here by the tee and the Bearcats in the end zone had he been able to hang on to that football.
Cody Greenhill to punt this one away now for the Golden Tigers, and he gets a better kick this time. It pushes Caden Wynn back to the 37, out to the 40, 45, up to the 49-yard line is Caden Wynn. So the Bearcats are going to have good field position again and a 6-point lead with 1 minute, 11 seconds left to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, that was a great, great return. We got a flag down on the far side of it. I'm not sure what that's about. We'll let the referees sort it out. Bring you the information as we receive it visually. This is a personal foul against Russellville, so that's going to move Coleman even deeper into Russellville territory. So they're going to have excellent field position as they'll be set up somewhere around the 37, 38-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark it right on the 36. I was close.
Just because you said 37 and 38, they put it at the 36.
If I'd have said 35 or 36, it would have been wrong too. So, either way.
So, excellent field position for the Bearcats. They've had a fake punt that was run in for a touchdown. Then they also took over again due to a bad punt in Golden Tiger territory. And now they've got it first and 10 from the Russellville 36-yard line, leading by six with 1:11 left in the first quarter. Three receivers to the near side for the Bearcats, one to the far side as they work left to right here in the opening quarter. Fletcher Jennings at quarterback, hands off to Crenshaw, and Crenshaw maybe gets about a half a yard up to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, he just took the handoff straight that time from Jennings and came to the near side of the field. Crenshaw, and number 16, again, that's Cameron DeArmond. We call his name a lot. The last time we called Russell's game with West Point, and tonight we called it quite a bit as well, as he's a very elusive and very good outside linebacker here for this Russellville Tiger team.
On second down and 10 for the Bearcats now. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Jennings wants to throw a beautiful ball down the near sideline, but just a little bit long, intended for Owen Lovell down the near sideline. Jennings throws a good ball, Jason. He's just got a little bit of inexperience on
it. Yeah, Jennings, he's got a he throws it, like Tommy said, a great-looking ball. Tight spiral. He just overthrew him about 3 or 4 yards that time as Owen Lovell came on that crossing route, and he was wide open down here about the 9-10 yard line.
Another flag on third down and 10.
It's going to be offsides on defense that time for Russell. They're going to back them up 5, so it'll be third down and 5 now. Gives Kitz Coleman a little bit closer to pay dirt here, as now they're set up directly on the 30-yard line.
The Golden Tigers do tend to collect penalties in a ball game. On the season so far this year, they've had 72 penalties for 537 yards, so that's 73 for about 542. On third down and 5, Crenshaw with the handoff, and he's tackled in the backfield, but another flag. This may be a face mask. No, they're actually going to call holding against the Bearcats, so that'll back the Bearcats up.
Yeah, that's Austin Bohannon. He came through the line of scrimmage that time and dropped Crenshaw in the backfield about the 35, 36-yard line. But they called this holding call against Coleman. They're going to decline that, so it'll bring up fourth down from the 43-yard line with 23, 22 seconds left here in the first. They'll probably let this clock wind down, not run a play. They're not getting in any hurry. So we're down to about 13, 12 seconds here.
And the game clock is ahead of the play clock, so they may just let this one expire and go into the second quarter. 4 seconds left on the game clock. They're going to let the first quarter come to a close, and the Bearcats will end the first quarter with a 6-0 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 30 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. Second quarter just about set to get underway. The Bearcats with a 6-0 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Live.
Start here the second quarter. Coleman with a 6-0 lead. And they're going to line up here on fourth down. I do believe they're going to go for it. No, is that can't tell if they Coleman uses this really short punt formation where they could actually line up back there, and can't make out the number because of the angle we're at here on the field.
It looks like Dalton Yerby in the punt, but he's only 7 yards back, and he is going to fake it. He fires for Owen Lovell on the near sideline, and it falls incomplete. And, Jason, just to follow up on your point, that's what the Bearcats did on their first punt of the game. It was a fake punt. They snapped it to the up back. He ran into the end zone for a touchdown, and on this one, Dalton Yerby throws it out to Owen Lovell on the near sideline, but where most punt formations are about 14 yards deep, the Bearcats use about a 7 yard deep, and it's really a gamble for the rushing team, but it also gives you some different options for fakes as well.
Yeah, what threw me off that time is he was only about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. It's a little bit shorter than what he's normal used to.
On first down, the Golden Tigers scamper all the way out to the 49 yard line, just straight ahead running that time. From number 11 for Russellville, that's Sid Willis, and Willis carries for big yardage all the way up to midfield.
Yeah, Sid Willis has checked into he's playing a wildcat position back there right now. He was checked in at quarterback.
And this time, Peyton Nichols is going to run the quarterback keeper around the far side of the field. A good fake straight ahead to Willis. And then he pulled it out and kept it himself around the far sideline. Picked up right about, say, 3 yards.
And he picked up 3 yards that time. Excellent fake. He faked me off because I was wondering who tackled Willis. Then I look up and Peyton Nichols is going around the far side as he scampers out of bounds over there after he picks up. Actually, they're going to mark him at 2 yards, so it'll be second down and 8 just across the 50-yard line here.
Three receivers to the near side. The lone back is Willis. He takes a handoff, and he's got another Golden Tiger first down as he runs all the way down to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Sid Willis, he checks in. He's a sophomore. He plays middle linebacker. So I figure what the coaches in for Russell are doing, they're trying to bring in a bigger back to try to bust through that line.
On first and 10 now, they flip it out here on the near sideline to Deion Hill. And Hill makes a reception and runs all the way down to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, he's 5'8", 180, is where you got Deion. Couldn't find him. Where'd he go? There is. He's a
Deion Hill, 5'8", 170.
Yeah, fine. Well, they're not much difference, but for some reason, though, they have made a personnel change at the running back position and brought Willis in, and he's been very effective on his last 3 carries.
And Deion Hill, he's so far on the season, he's averaging 6 yards a carry, 118 carries this season for 688 yards. And he's had 44 receiving yards, so he's a pretty good weapon for the Golden Tigers.
Yeah, Deion Hill still on the field. Number one checks in as a wide receiver to the far side of the field.
They throw it out to the far side of the field, complete on the far sideline. And run out of bounds right about the 40-yard line. Another flag across the field. So it was first down and about 21 yards to go for Russellville. And another flag on the far side of the field. It's going to be holding against Russellville. So that'll back them up another 10 yards. And it'll be first down and 31 if the Bearcats take the penalty.
Where they're going to mark it off here, he's standing on the 40. So that's going to be 10 yards from that, from the spot of the foul. They'll move them back. Well, what are they doing? Either way, they're going to be back another 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And now the Russellville Golden Tigers, they're set up back at their own 46-yard line where the line of scrimmage lies, Tommy, is up here on the Coleman 36-yard line. So they're 20 yards behind the chains right now.
So first and long, they hand it off to Deion Hill, turning the far corner. He gets across midfield and into the Bearcat territory at the 45-yard line. About a 10-yard run, but he's still a long way from the first down mark. It'll be second down and 20 for Russellville.
Yeah, he just took the ball, went to the far side, trying to get anything he could, but they're playing so far behind the chains, they're really having to throw out all the stops right now to get back where they can get something manageable here on third. It's going to be second down, mark it, say 17.
So second down, 17 for Russellville now. From the Bearcat 45, straight ahead handoff and running down to maybe the 41-yard line, just straight ahead progress, running for the Golden Tigers is Hamilton.
Yeah, number 3, Shamir Hamilton. He tried to cut it back up in the middle there. Took the ball off tackle, then tried to cut outside, and Justin Patterson and Blake Purefoy were there to meet him and dropped him. He picked up about 3 yards, so it's third down and 14. So let's see what the Russellville Golden Tigers try to do here on offense to pick up a first down, or if they can.
So far tonight, they have not been able to get their ball to their big receiver, number 17, Colby Tompkins. The Bearcats have been covering him up all night. Third and 14 for Russellville now. Nichols wants to throw, rolls to the far side of the field, loads, and fires complete down to the 33-yard line. About a 8-yard gain to Reed Smith, but they're still going to be short of a first down. It'll be fourth down and about 7 to go for Russellville.
Yeah, Reed Smith, one of the leading receivers on this team. He doesn't catch a lot of balls, but he averages about 15, 20 yards, 27 yards. So he's got a very good average, but they're still going to be coming up short here. It's going to be fourth down and 7 as the clock ticks away here at 9:48. Russellville calls a timeout.
So we'll take timeout with them. Clock is stopped with 9:48 left of the first half. Your score, Bearcats 6, Golden Tigers nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If your paycheck's slipping away in insurance premiums, Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Gretti. Bearcats and Golden Tigers. The Bearcats have a 6-0 lead. It's fourth down and 7 for Russellville, and they're going for it. Nichols wants to throw. He's being chased around in the backfield. He breaks away from Justin Patterson and runs for about 5 yards down near the first down marker, but we've got a penalty flag back at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, where that flag's thrown, I can tell you what it's going to be. It'll be a holding call, which it is. That's going to give them 10 more yards in the opposite direction. They're going to decline it. So Coleman will take over on downs at their own 29-yard line. Coleman, this is probably the worst starting territory they've had all night, as they have been able to control this ball game for the most part so far. And they've been very effective on defense. They have pushed Russellville in the opposite direction pretty much all night. They've had 3 or 4 explosive plays that picked up decent yardage to move the chains. But for the most part tonight, as you listen here with us tonight, Coleman's defense, they've come to play tonight.
The Bearcats have it. Senior night at Oliver Woodard Stadium, and these seniors want to go out with a big win, as do the underclassmen as well. And like you mentioned, the offense has shown up and played well, and so has the defense. It's 1st and 10 Bearcats now from their own 29-yard line. Fletcher Jennings wants to throw. Fires right down the seam and in and out of the hands of Owen Lovell. Oh, my goodness. You don't see that too often. Owen Lovell had it wide open at the 40 and just couldn't corral it.
Yeah, Owen Lovell went on a go route on the far side. He was just inside the numbers. Beautifully thrown football. Lovell had about 2 steps on that defender, and just a drop ball. Like Tommy said, you don't see that much out of these receivers here at Coleman. They're very sure-handed.
2nd down and 10 for the Bearcats now from their own 30-yard line. 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Crenshaw takes a handoff and fights forward for 3, maybe 4 yards up to the 34-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tommy, these defensive backs over here, they're giving a lot of respect to these receivers. Owen Lovell lined up on the line of scrimmage that time, and the defensive back that was to cover him was off the line of scrimmage about 10 yards. I'm sure the offensive coaches are going to pick up on that at halftime, and you're going to see a lot more short, quick passes to these interior receivers of Coleman.
3rd down and 7 for the Bearcats now from their own 33-yard line. 2 receivers split to either side. Crenshaw, the lone back, beside Jennings. Jennings bobbles the snap and then runs to the far side to throw. Now comes back to the middle of the field and runs for about 3 yards up to the 36-yard line.
Can't tell what that play was, if there was a missed assignment there on the handoff and you had receivers that got open. Jennings decides to pull the ball down and try to make something happen with finding an open receiver, and just couldn't find anybody. Pulled the ball down, leaned forward, picked up a few, but it's still going to be 4th down and 3 as Coleman once again comes out in that different punt formation look. But this time you can look across there and see that he's lined up about 7 or 8 yards as compared to that 5, 6 yards he was last time. So let's see if they're going to roll the dice again or if Coach Britton's going to play the conservative play and go ahead and punt this football away and then play defense.
Dalton Yerby in punt formation. He'll kick this one away, and he will push Reed Smith out of the way. Actually, the ball will. Reed Smith will let this one fall right about the 30-yard line and roll down to the 27-yard line. So that's where the Russellville Golden Tigers will put it in play. 1st and 10 from their own 27-yard line. 7:55 left to go in the first half. The Bearcats lead 6-0. You're listening to Friday Night Live. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti on WRJMLP Coleman. We mentioned Sports Talk Live on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 4 to 6, and also a brand-new program debuting Mondays from 4 to 6. It's called This Week Live. Public Affairs will be discussing city, county, state, and national issues. Join Jay Fuller and Melissa Stilby each and every Monday afternoon from 4 to 6 for This Week Live right here on Coleman's Live 95.
You know, Tommy, the way this Coleman Bearcat defense is playing right now, the smart move is to go ahead and punt that football away. First punt of the game, they faked it. They were able to score that touchdown, but they were deep in their territory when they did that. But Coach Britton is seeing how these guys are playing on defense. Let them do their job.
On first down, Peyton Nichols, the quarterback, keeps it run straight ahead. He picks up maybe about a yard and a half up to right about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Nichols just took a little interior run that time. And he may have fell forward there for a yard, yard and a half. They've got him marked on the far side of the field with a yard. Scoreboard says second down and 8, but I'm going to go second down and 9.
And they actually spotted down at the 29-yard line. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side for Russellville.
Flag on
another
the play.
Penalty flag on the play.
Boy, Russell is really adding to their totals on penalties tonight, that's for sure.
False start against Russellville, so that'll back them up 5 more yards. And I mentioned earlier, they came into this game with 72 penalties on the year, and I believe so far tonight they picked up 4, so that's 76 penalties on the year for getting close to about 600 yards in penalties, and that'll hurt your offense.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny one here after this is over, just for a second.
Second down and 15. Peyton Nichols wants to throw. He's in trouble. The Bearcats are chasing him, and Justin Patterson's got him sacked in the backfield right about the 19-yard line.
Big old Justin Patterson getting after the quarterback tonight. That's his second sack tonight. He dropped him for a loss about 12, 13 yards back there. Peyton Nichols is going to remember big old number 7, Justin Patterson, after tonight because he is in the backfield more than the running backs for Russell tonight. I used to call ball games with Ken Burchman. One of his favorite sayings was something about the old philosopher Pogo. We have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. And they're right now, Russellville is their own enemy, as they cannot keep the laundry off the field so far.
On third down and long for Russellville, they try to hit Reed Smith across the middle. He was open about the 26-yard line, but unable to one-hand that one in, and that one falls incomplete. So now it'll be fourth down and 21 for Russellville.
This defense of Coleman tonight, they look more like the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every time Russell gets the football, they end up way behind the chains, and that's the second straight third and out that they forced here for Russell, as they're going to be punting from deep inside their own territory. As Caden Wynn, he's got his feet on about the 43, 44-yard line out there, so it looks like they're going to get the ball back with great field position.
Cody Greenhill punts this one away from his 5. Caden Wynn takes it in midfield. Dances away from a tackler to 48, runs to the 45, to the 40, and down to the 37-yard line. Scampers Caden Wynn. So once again, the Bearcats with good field position inside Golden Tiger territory at the 37-yard line in a 6-point lead with 6:11 left in the opening half.
Excellent return that time by Wynn. The ball, he was lined up about the 45-yard line to receive the punt. The ball drifted back all the way to the 49-yard line. He was able to get back to the 35. Picks up 14, 15 yards there on that punt return. Excellent, excellent field position.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. From the Golden Tiger, 37-yard line. 2 receivers to the near side. Fletcher Jennings, a quarterback, hands off straight ahead to Will Crenshaw, running all the way down to the 30-yard line. A good 7-yard carry that time for Will Crenshaw, the senior.
Crenshaw came to the near side of the field, cut it up there, but he was met in the hole that time by number 86, Blake Bendel, senior, 5'9", 174. And he was still able to pick up 5 yards, but excellent defense that time by Russell.
Crenshaw on the handoff again. Big hole, 25-20, down to the 18-yard line, and a Bearcat first down is Will Crenshaw.
Crenshaw broke into the second wave of defenders that time, and he looked like he was shot out of a cannon. If it wasn't for number 8 that time of Russell, that's J.J. Johnson. He caught him around the waist and corralled him to the ground. Crenshaw would still be running. I think he'd run all the way to the field house if they hadn't stopped him.
First and 10 Bearcats from the Golden Tiger 18. Alda Haley takes a handoff this time. He's across the line of scrimmage and still running down to near the 12-yard line. And we've got another penalty flag right about the 18-yard line. They're going to call the Bearcats for holding.
Yeah, they're going to call holding this time. They're going to back them up there. Couldn't quite tell where that referee from the other side of the field saw a holding call because he had to throw that flag about 20 yards
and he had
into Coleman's backfield.
He had to throw it over the line of scrimmage, over the offensive defense for it to land where he wanted it to go. So
yeah, odd looking holding call. You don't normally see that come from that particular ref, but nevertheless, he did throw it. And it'll back them up 10.
Still be first down for the Bearcats. It'll be first and 20. The football resting on the Golden Tiger 26-yard line. Fletcher Jennings has two receivers to the far side as the Bearcats work from right to left. Now he'll send Owen Lovell that way to make three. Mason Goodwin split to the near side. Al DeHaley, the lone running back. He'll take the handoff, spins away from a tackler at the 25, down to the 20, and running down to the 17-yard line is the senior Michael Al DeHaley.
Michael Al DeHaley. Like Tom, we alluded this to earlier in the broadcast. He's not a very big guy. He's like 5'5", 150 pounds, but he runs like he's 5'9", 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, because when he hits the line, he hits those defenders, he drives them back, guys twice his size.
Will Crenshaw checks back in the backfield. He'll stand beside Fletcher Jennings, the freshman quarterback. Jennings wants to throw. Throws a screen back to the near side to Crenshaw. Crenshaw's got running room and blockers. Five. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats.
19-yard touchdown reception that time to Will Crenshaw as he took the little bubble screen to the near side over here. And it was wonderful to see because when Fletcher Jennings took the snap, the offensive line, they didn't move. Everybody stood still. Had Russell thrown off kilter there. And Crenshaw just moves to the outside of the field down here by the numbers, about the 20, takes that little short pass, and away he's off to the races.
It kind of looked like one of those plays that you'll see the offenses run when the defense jumps off sides and no one moves but the quarterback and receiver, and it worked that time for the Bearcats. The Bearcats go for two, passes complete to Mason Goodwin. Two-point conversion is good. So Fletcher Jennings, in his first start for the Bearcats, has the Bearcats out to a 14-0 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, not only is the cold air coming in the air tonight, but the Bearcats are sniffing a win on senior night here. It's early. Yes, we've got 4:25 left in the first half, but the Bearcats have a 14-0 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers, and this Bearcat defense has shown up to play ball tonight as well.
The defense has showed up, and now they've got this offense moving in the right direction, able to overcome the last three games where they only scored 6 points. They put 14 on the board here tonight so far.
Short squib kick picked up by Colby Tompkins at the 30-yard line, and he runs it back to right about the 35-yard line. So that's where Russellville will put it in play. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line. They trail the Bearcats by 14. It's 14-0 Bearcats with 4:18 left in the first half.
You know, Tommy, you like to see when that defense comes out here right now. They got some pep in their step right now. They're fired up. They're jumping around. They're clicking on all eight cylinders right now. And see what they can do here. Try to put this Russellville game.
Deion Hill takes the handoff and runs straight ahead for about 5 yards up to the 40, maybe the 41-yard line, just a straight-ahead run.
Yeah, just a straight-ahead run, as Tommy said. He just took the handoff from Nichols, the quarterback, and falls forward, picks up. Actually, they brought in a different quarterback. That's number 16. That's Cameron DeArmond, the outside linebacker, playing quarterback right now.
Don't know if Peyton Nichols is injured, but DeArmond.
They've got Deion Hill in the Wildcat, and DeArmond lined up now to the offside to the near side of, as a flanker. So yeah, playing a little bit of everybody at quarterback, running back. They've got an offense by committee over on the other side. But they've taken a timeout to talk about this formation, and kind of odd. Makes it hard for us to figure out who the quarterback is.
Because he's not listed as ever playing quarterback. He's had some rushing yards on the season, but Landon Ezell, the freshman, is listed as the backup quarterback for Russellville. But I guess from time to time, they'll switch some guys around and try to pull out all the stops, kind of like Steve Spurrier did last week, do whatever it takes to try to come out of a ball game with a win.
Yeah, a lot of that had to do with the fact that he knows Ellis Johnson's game because he used to be his defensive coordinator. But he did. He threw the kitchen sink at the Tigers last week. But we'll see if they can't put it together and give Ole Miss a good game tomorrow. We'll talk about that coming up at the half.
Second down and four for Russellville now from their own 40-yard line. They trail Coleman by 14 here with 3.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Reverse handoff to Reed Smith, trying to get to the far corner, and he can't get out of the paws of Ethan McMinn. McMinn wrapped him up right about the 35, maybe the 36-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to drop him for a loss over there on that side. What happened is Reed Smith was lined up as the near side wide receiver. He took a little reverse and went around the far side, but Ethan McMinn, he wasn't having any of it. Drops him for a long, long loss there. It's still going to be third down and seven.
So on third down and seven, Russellville has receiver split to either side. Direct snap to Deion Hill, and Hill runs forward, getting across the 40 to the 42-yard line before Justin Patterson knocks him to the turf along with, looks like, Zach Glenn in on the stop for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Justin Patterson, great play that time. Deion Hill just took it straight up the field. He came over from that defensive end position, worked his way down the line, filled that hole, and threw Deion Hill to the turf like a rag doll. And it's going to set up fourth down and three, fourth down and two. Looks like Russell's going to bring on their punt team.
Change of got a lot of personnel. Ball's resting on the 43-yard line. 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half, and they do. They send their punter, Cody Greenhill, in. Greenhill averages about 29 yards of punt. And just before they get this one off, they call timeout. So we'll take timeout with them. Clock has stopped. 2:18 left in the first half. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live. We're glad you're with us. The Bearcats have a 14-0 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville on senior night here at Coleman. We've got 2:18 left to go in the first half. It's fourth down and three for Russellville. And they line up in punt formation. Cody Greenhill set to kick this one away, and he boots it from his own 37-yard line. A high kick pushes Caden Wynn back to the 20. Wynn now back to the 25 and tackled right about the 29-yard line.
Oh, got a flag coming from way downtown. That
they're gonna
sign him up and get him a uniform. That referee can throw.
They're gonna get Sam Calagaris for a block in the back right about the time the play was coming to the end. He kind of got up behind one of the Golden Tigers and bumped him in the back and knocked him to the turf. So that's going to negate some pretty good field position for the Bearcats and push them backwards from the 30 all the way down to their 15-yard line.
Yeah, they actually, I don't know if they called a block in the back. They called a personal foul, I guess, because he hit him as the play was over. I'm not sure about that, but I saw a block in the back, but they said personal foul. Nevertheless, it's going to back them up 15 yards, so that's where Coleman, with 2:06 to go here before the half, leading these Russellville Golden Tigers 14-0, will take over on offense, see if they can go the 85 yards to pay dirt in this last 2 minutes.
Fletcher Jennings, the freshman, in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw to the 20 and out to the 24-yard line, a 9-yard run for the senior.
Good hard running that time by number 33, Will Crenshaw. He takes the inside handoff, cuts off tackle, and jukes the linebacker that time out of his helmet straps and ends up falling forward there to about the 28-29-yard line. Good hard running that time by number 33, Will Crenshaw.
Second down and one for the Bearcats from their own 24-yard line, leading by 14 with a minute and a half left in the first half. It's Crenshaw again with the handoff, and he's hit right about the line of scrimmage, but he fights forward, gets across the 25, has got a Bearcat first down at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, one thing you can say about Will Crenshaw, he's a senior. He's wanted to go out with a bang here tonight. He followed that block, waited patiently for the hole to open up, and then darted forward and picked up the necessary yardage and sets up a first down and 10 at the 26-yard line.
Clock getting close to 1 minute. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Bearcats with a 14-0 lead over the Golden Tigers. Fletcher Jennings hands off to Michael Aldehaley. He's wrapped up in the backfield. It breaks away and squirts out to the 30-yard line.
Michael Aldehaley, they had him by his jersey, and he just never quit churning his legs. And when the defender let him go, it was like he shot him out of a slingshot. He was just running. He wasn't going anywhere. And when the jury let go of his jersey, he took off like a rabbit. So it's going to be second down and 5. As this clock gets nearer and nearer to triple zeros here before half, it's down to 38, 37, 36 seconds here before they snap the football.
From the 31-yard line, Jennings will hand it off again to Aldehaley, 35, and getting up to the 37-yard line, and another Bearcat first down is Michael Aldehaley.
Aldehaley that time, he just came to the near side and turned on the jets, and he was met up there after he picks up the first down by number 8, J.J. Johnson. And I'm surprised you folks listening at home or wherever you're at listening couldn't hear the helmets pop, because there was a head-to-head collision there as Aldehaley drove J.J. back and falls to the ground about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, the Bearcats are going to let the first half expire. Clock is at 7 seconds, so after one half of play, the Bearcats have opened up a 14-0 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville on senior night here tonight at Oliver Woodard Stadium. Our halftime show is next. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. It is halftime. The Coleman Bearcats have proved to be hard to handle in the first half, Jason, opening up a 14-0 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville.
We knew it was going to be an exciting game tonight, but I had no idea what the output we would see on the field was so far. As Coleman comes out, the Russellville Golden Tigers force Coleman into a punting situation, a long punting situation. They have a fake punt, one of those. It almost looks like it, they fake the up back comes up. He takes the football. Punter jumps up in the air, turns around. The up back sticks the ball in between the legs of Carson Freeman, number 28, and he patiently waits for everybody on Russell's football team to run past him because he's not a very big guy. He just kind of knelt down there behind a couple of the offensive linemen. Takes the football 58 yards to pay dirt, and Coleman's up 6-0 with 9:04 to go in the first quarter. And then they fought back and forth as Coleman's defense is really rising to the occasion tonight, really stymieing this Russellville offensive production that's used to putting up a lot of points and a lot of yards on the ground. And they've done a good job. Coleman gets the football with great field position late there in the second quarter. And number 33, Will Crenshaw, takes a screen pass from Fletcher Jennings on a 19-yard touchdown reception. Mason Goodwin comes in and completes a two-point conversion from a pass from Fletcher Jennings. And at that point, that's where we stand right now, right here at the half. It's 14-0, Coleman over Russellville. And we got a bunch of other games out here tonight that we're, you know, we're waiting on some scores. I've got my notes all misplaced because it's so cold up here.
I was going to say two things that Coach Britton was concerned about tonight have turned out to be good for the Bearcats. One, he was concerned about his freshman quarterback handing the ball off to the running backs, not getting a lot of reps so far tonight. That's been good for the Bearcats. And the other thing, on the other side of the ball, he was concerned about his defensive leader, Chase Slocum, out with a possible concussion. How would the secondary and the defense respond? Because Slocum makes the calls for the defense. And so far, I would say A's on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, A-plus, in my opinion, for this defense. One thing that they needed to do tonight was really force some pressure on the on Peyton Nichols, the quarterback for Russellville, and they have been, like I said, they've been in the backfield more times than most of the Russellville running backs. Blake Purifoy and Justin Patterson getting after the quarterback, forcing a lot of quick throws, and just doing a whale of a job, and really proud of the way they're playing tonight. Got a couple of scores here from around town. Good Hope leads Hansel 7-6 at the half. Winston County up 7-6 over Addison with 2 minutes remaining in the second. And you've got this game here, Coleman up 14-0, and then well, that's the only ones, other ones we have. Last night, Holly Pond, they defeated. Cold Springs defeated Holly Pond 39-13. The other contest from around the county, you've got Priceville at West Point and Fairview at Vinemont, and then like we mentioned, Hansel at Good Hope, Winston County at Addison. We talk about other games. We got some games coming up for some teams next week. Coleman's out of the playoffs right now. They're going to, you know, they're finishing up. But this Russellville team, they're going to host Pleasant Grove next week. And then you've got West Point. They'll travel to Parker for the first round of the playoffs. Vinemont will be at Lauderdale County. That's the game that you'll be hearing me and Tommy bring you next Friday night. And Cold Springs is in the playoffs, folks. This is a team that went 0-33 over a three-year period just three or four short years ago. And Cold Springs football is turned around, and they're on the map again, and they're in the playoffs. But we don't know who their opponent will be until the rest of the region finishes out tonight, because they're in a three-way tie for second place. And the other two teams, I believe it was Tarrant. I can't remember the other team, but Tarrant was the other team.
Yeah, there were three teams tied for second, and hats off to Coach Elliott and the job he's done at Cold Springs turning that program around. They are in the playoffs, but after tonight, they'll use the tiebreaker system to see who finishes second, third, and fourth in that region. So after tonight, they'll be able to know where Cold Springs will be playing next week in a first round of the playoffs, but they will be in the playoffs. So congratulations to Coach Elliott and all the folks at Cold Springs. What a turnaround for that football program. And again, as Jason mentioned, Friday Night Live will go to Rogersville next Friday night as the Vinemont Eagles go visit the Lauderdale County Tigers in the first round of the playoffs in Class 3A. We'll be there with all the action next Friday night, beginning at 6:40 for Friday Night Live right here on Coleman's Live 95. It is halftime. The Bearcats lead the Golden Tigers by a score of 14-6. Our halftime show continues in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy. Now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
The Coleman Bearcats taking care of business so far here tonight at Oliver Woodard Stadium. We're at halftime, and the Bearcats lead the Golden Tigers from Russellville by a score of 14-0. And this Russellville team came into tonight 8-1, and the runner-up in their 5A Region 8. They're headed to the playoffs, but so far tonight, it's been all Bearcats, and hopefully tomorrow night, it'll be all Auburn Tigers.
Yeah. I was telling Tommy during the break, I said, as much as we're talking about playoffs, I kind of feel like the old the Jim Mora clip when he was the coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Playoffs? You want to talk about playoffs? Well, yeah, we do want to talk about playoffs, Coach Mora, because tomorrow you're going to have two teams that are in the playoff bracket, Auburn and Ole Miss, third and fourth respectively. They're going to be head-to-head tomorrow night. That's your SEC game of the week. You got Auburn Tigers taking on the Ole Miss Rebels tomorrow night, or the Ole Miss Black Bears, whichever one you want to choose. Auburn at Ole Miss tomorrow. That's Saturday at 6 p.m. That game can be seen on ESPN. It's another week and another matchup of top five SEC West teams. You got Ole Miss. They've been trying to bounce back from last week's heartbreaker, but has the best defense that Auburn will have played all year long. Should be another awesome showcase game for the conference or the SEC division, West division. So the other games you can see tomorrow, you got Louisiana Monroe at Texas A&M. The only good thing you can say about that game is Texas A&M has got some of the best throwback uniforms you will ever see. So if you get to tune into that game, check out those uniforms. There's something to look at. Then tomorrow, you've got the outdoor cocktail party. That's Florida versus Georgia at 2:30. You know, that game used to carry a lot of weight. That usually decided who was going to win the SEC West. You got Florida there. They're just reeling this year. You got Georgia there without Todd Gurley. They're not the quarterback, or they're not the team that we expected to see out of Georgia. They're still sitting pretty tight there in the top 10 teams in the nation. But this game just lacks the luster that it used to have. That game's at 2:30 tomorrow on CBS. Then tomorrow afternoon at Kentucky at Missouri. That game's also at 3. It's at 3 p.m. It can be seen on the SEC Network. Says I don't know why, but it feels like this is about the third time this year that this game is being played. The middle of the East is a similar and forgettable. Anyway, you got Kentucky at Missouri. Old Dominion at Vanderbilt. If you really are trying to kill some time in between maybe watching the Florida and Georgia and then watching Auburn and Ole Miss or whatever you're doing, Old Dominion takes on Vanderbilt tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in Nashville. And, yeah, Old Dominion, they're about on the 1A level, but that's still not a guaranteed win for the Commodores. And tomorrow evening, it's Arkansas at Mississippi State. And this game right here, it ought to be a slobber knocker. Two teams with great defenses and hard-nosed offenses. Let's see what happens tomorrow night at 6:15 p.m. on ESPN2. And then to finish up, you got Tennessee at South Carolina. See what the offense of Tennessee can go up there and do against South Carolina. South Carolina's offense was hitting on all cylinders last week, but we'll see what Steve Spurrier's got in store for the Volunteers as they roll into town. Spurrier always said nothing more than he liked to do than to beat Tennessee, so maybe he'll get to do that again tomorrow night at 6:30. Speaking of the playoffs, Tommy, we'll go ahead and mention that the polls did come out this week, and you've got number one, Florida State, number two, Mississippi State. I mean, I'm sorry, number one, Mississippi State, number two, Florida State. You got Auburn at third, and you got Ole Miss at fourth. When they started talking about the football playoff bracketology, would you have ever thought there would be three teams from the SEC West
in the top four? Or from the SEC period, much less from the SEC West. And, you know, that's got to be driving all these college football folks around the country nuts. But the SEC West, fact is, they're just that good.
Yeah, they're that good. They're the cream of the crop. And everybody, you know, you listen to talk radio, sports radio and stuff, and
that now that Feinbaum's gone national, you have people calling in from all over the United States, and they're moaning and whining because it's the SEC bias. And I had a caller called in earlier in the week, and he was whining and moaning, and Feinbaum stopped him right in his tracks. He said, "You know why there's three teams in there? They're just that good."
Right.
He said, "If you think you can beat them, get up there and beat them. But right now, you can't do it.
Step up and play some of these SEC teams and put them on your schedule if you want to. And you can hear all about the playoff brackets and all about the high school playoffs and more, and even fishing on your local lakes each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon on Sports Talk Live here on Live 95. Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel talk sports and take your phone calls. That's each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon on Sports Talk Live here on Coleman's Live 95, and also debuting Monday night, a brand new public affairs show called This Week Live on Live 95. It'll air on Monday afternoons from 4 until 6. They'll be discussing city, county, state, and national issues, hosted by Jay Fuller and Melissa Sylvie. That's This Week Live, debuting Monday night from 4 until 6, right here on Coleman's Live 95. I want to say a special hello to the folks listening back in the shoals. They're checking out our broadcast via TuneIn Radio tonight, keeping up with the Russellville Golden Tigers. Hello to Mr. Allen Willingham and the gang back in the shoals, checking out the action tonight. So far, it's been all Bearcats, 14-0 Bearcats over the Golden Tigers. Halftime continues in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, it is senior night, and the senior members of the Coleman High School band are being introduced at midfield. And Jason, you mentioned it earlier. You know, you said you can remember your last game here as a senior at Coleman High School in this field. I can remember my last game as a senior playing for Aniana High School. Our last game was in Leeton on the field at Copper County High School, where we lost in the third round of the playoffs there. But this is a special night, not only for the band members, for the football players, and for the cheerleaders, but all those involved in the athletic program here at football at Coleman High School.
Yeah, I remember walking back up to the field house after 1993 when we lost to Albertville in overtime in the first round of the playoffs. And yeah, like I said, it was quite emotional. And I know these guys, when they leave the field tonight, and the young ladies, the cheerleaders, the people from the band, that they've built a lot of memories here. And it's something you'll never get back. You look at it when you're a sophomore or a junior, and you think, man, I can't wait to get out of here. And then you come back to a game tonight, like tonight, and then you're sitting here at 40 and saying, man, I wish I could go back. But you know, you have to cherish those memories and just keep on trucking. And we've got about three and a half minutes to go here before we got the action come back on the field. Russellville is actually going to get the ball to receive, or going to receive the football here to start the third quarter, and anxiously awaiting to see if this defense of Coleman continues this stellar play that they had in the first half, and see if the Coleman offense can get on board as well and tack some more points on board, because I'm sure, I'm just talking about these seniors that are going to be leaving here tonight for their last game, they'd certainly like to leave by giving Russellville one last shot to the jugular, as they've owned them the past two seasons they've played. And it would do them no better than to leave out of here 5-5 tonight and not have to leave the season with a losing record. Another good thing we can talk about tonight is Halloween. I know all the trick-or-treaters are out in full force. We even see some out here around the stadium as you look out in the neighborhoods that surround. You can see some ghouls and goblins out there. And I'd like to say a special thank you and hello to my beautiful wife, Belinda, as she's back home right now after taking the kids out trick-or-treating in some miserable Halloween weather, rain and wind. As I stand here and I look at the flagpole, the flag is standing straight out to the south as this northern wind coming into the stadium is just bone-chilling after it got good and wet out here. And like I said, just thank you to her, and I appreciate what you do so I could come up and give us a good broadcast tonight. And we'll be back shortly as soon as this game's over. Maybe be a little bit warmer at the house.
Maybe so. Get by a fire or something to warm up a little bit. I want to take a moment. One, because we'll be on the road next week, and two, because the man is standing right here beside us tonight, to say thank you to you, Jay Fuller, for giving Jason and I an opportunity to do what we love to do. You took a chance on me. You took a chance on us early in the season back about the middle of July when I sent an email and said, hey, you know, I've discovered your radio station, or you thought about doing football, and Jay's comment on back of the email was no, and it's probably too late in the year, and I kept on and on and on him, and we got together for lunch one day, and I kind of sold him on my ideas for football, and you bought. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
Happy to do it, and to be honest with you, golly, Bun, this is a delay. I'm listening to the actual radio station and not the actual broadcast. So y'all are doing it. This is quite a view up here. This is my second time to be up here with you, and y'all are having too much fun, and happy to be helping you to do it.
You know, you talk about it being late in the season. It's 2 weeks before the start of the football season. I'm standing at work. My cell phone goes off, and it's Tommy. He says, hey, you want to do some color commentary? And I went, sounds fun. Who are we going to be? Where are we going to be working? He says, he told me who it was. I said, I didn't know there was a radio station in 95.5. Yeah. So I went and I clicked on it. I listened live there at my office. I thought, man, this is some good music. Yeah, I'm going to get on board with this. So I called Tommy back that night. I told him, I said, I need to check my wife, make sure it's okay. Because as we get older, all you married folks listening out there, you know, you always clear things with your boss at work. We always clear things with your boss at home. And when she gave me the okay, it didn't take me long to whip out the cell phone and give Tommy the nod and say, where do I sign up?
Yeah, I don't think the reply took near as long. But I'm glad you accepted it back. And thanks to you, the listeners at home, for bringing the for listening to the broadcast, and thanks to all the folks who make the broadcast possible in sponsorships each and every week. And when we bring you Friday Night Live, we're trying to showcase some of the best high school around the county. And we at Live 95 are community oriented. That's the whole focus behind the radio station, is it being an independent radio station focusing on Coleman. We do that with Friday Night Live. It's done with Sports Talk Live. It's done with the community band concerts that are played back on the weekends each week, and it'll be done with a brand new show that airs beginning Monday night called This Week Live, a public affairs show hosted by Jay Fuller and Melissa Silvey, talking about issues in the city and the county and the state and national issues. So this is your radio station, Coleman. I'm proud to be a part of it, and we thank you for listening each and every week.
Talking about that win, we're sitting here in the press box looking across the way in Russellville's tent that they brought to do their offensive play calling over there. It just about took off. That's nothing more. If they tie a string to it, that's a big kite. So the wind is really picking up here. And we were talking about those 30-mile-an-hour gusts. Well, I believe it's getting pretty close to it, because you can see the trees swaying across the way. And if it's good enough to pick up one of these tents and start to elevate it off the ground, that's some wind I don't want to be throwing or kicking it into, that's for sure.
No, it is a pretty good wind. Third quarter. Third quarter just about set to get underway. In fact, we'll have a third quarter for you when we come back. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, the Coleman Bearcats have been taking care of business in the first half tonight. They're out to a 14-0 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville in this, the final game, 2014 for the Coleman Bearcats. The Golden Tigers of Russellville will move on to the 5A state playoffs next week as they'll be playing against Pleasant Grove next week. But this for the Bearcats, the final football game of 2014. And for some of these Bearcats, may be their final time to strap the pads on. And so far tonight, they're proving they want to go out with a win.
Well, you know, the good thing about that is, Tommy, I said left that field out here a little over 20 years ago, 21 years ago, as a matter of fact. Thought I'd never play another football game until a couple years ago after the tornadoes came through. Coach Britton was kind enough to loan us this field so we could put on a charity fundraiser, and a lot of us old guys got to strap them on one more time to get out here and play. And it was about 3 or 4 weeks of practice, and, you know, kind of felt like 2-a-days. You know, you come out after work, you worked all day, got to be at football practice at 6:30, so get up, come up here to football practice 2 or 3 hours. But the end result was great. We raised over, I think, close to $15,000 for some tornado relief here back in 2011, and had a great time doing it. So there's always opportunities to find a way to get back on the football field if you so desire, because a lot of the guys that I asked, they looked at me like I was crazy. So they're like, no way.
It takes the body a little bit longer to heal at that age than it did back at 18.
I ended up with a rotator cuff surgery over it, so I can't say it was totally worth it. I can't say it was totally not worth it. So.
Bearcats set to kick off to begin the second half. Matthew Bell will kick it away from the 40. He squibs it on the turf. It'll hit at the 35 and be picked up there by Kobe Tompkins, and he's run back to the 30, breaks a tackle there, and gets back out to the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. So the Bearcats not wanting to kick that ball up into that stiff north wind. It's blowing at about 10 miles an hour out of the north and gusting to 26, so they keep that one on the ground with a low squib kick, and the Golden Tigers will put it in play to begin the second half, first and 10 from their own 34-yard line.
It almost paid off because I didn't think he was going to pick the ball up. It's kind of reminiscent of that Athens game we had back here a couple weeks ago where everybody just kind of stood around and forgot it was a live football, and Coleman was able to get on that ball and pounce on it and take possession.
On first and 10, the Golden Tigers handed off, trying to run straight ahead up against that big Bearcat defensive line. Was number 22, Keem West, and he doesn't have any kind of running room against that big defensive front for the Bearcats, anchored up there by big Will Blaylock.
Yeah, they're going to drop him for a loss there that time. It's going to be second down and 12 now as the defense comes out of the locker room ready to play again.
Nichols wants to throw. He fires on the near sideline, kind of a little screen pass to West again, and West hauls it in, gets across the 40 up to the 44-yard line, but there's a flag back around the 37-yard line.
Yeah, as the wide receiver caught that little pass out of the backfield and made his way up, number 6, Reed Smith, he had turned number 22 down there for Coleman. Dalton Yerby had him by the jersey and spun him around and saw that with my own two eyes, and I even tried to throw my flag from the press box. So they're going to back him up, and it'll be second down and a lot longer now. It's going to be about second down and 17, 18 yards.
Second down and 18 for Russellville now. Ball resting on their own 27-yard line, working left to right here in the third quarter. Peyton Nichols wants to throw, rolls to the far side, gets it away, complete at the 35, and tackled immediately there. A good stop made that time. Looked like Dalton Yerby on the far sideline on the stop, but it wasn't. My apologies. That's Zach Glenn on the stop for the Bearcats.
Peyton Nichols is lucky he got rid of that football because Connor Moon was coming with a head of steam, and hadn't gotten rid of it that time. I feel like it may have been the last play of the game for him as fast as Connor was running. So
third down and 9 for Russellville now from their own 35. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Nichols from the shotgun rolls to the near side, wants to throw. He's getting pressure from Patterson, gets it away, complete to Tompkins, but he's out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Great pressure from Patterson and great coverage in the secondary by Caden Wynn, who's filling in for the injured Chase Slocum.
Yeah, you couldn't have asked for a better script for this football game for the success that the defense is having. I said it from the get-go. The guys up front are going to have to put pressure on the quarterback. That's what they've done. These defensive backs are going to have to step up, exactly what they've done. And Justin Patterson that time is the reason that play happened, because he had Peyton Nichols so discombobulated back there that he just chunked it up in the air and not able to come down with it.
Cody Greenhill set to punt. The snap goes over his head, and he's going to fall on it back at the 10-yard line. So the Bearcats are really going to be in business now. First down and 10 from the Golden Tiger 11-yard line.
Tommy, you got to say, if you look out here and you saw these two teams playing right now and you didn't know their records, you said one of them was a four and five team and the other one was an 8-1 team, I would have switched sides, because Coleman is playing well like their hair is on fire, and Russell is just lumbering around out here making mistakes left and right, penalties, and now turnovers, and that's got Coleman fired up, and they're down at the 10-yard line, deep in Russell territory, looking to put some more points on this scoreboard.
Fletcher Jennings brings the Bearcats to the line, two receivers to the near side, Will Crenshaw in the backfield along with Seth Donaldson. Jennings will sit. And Nightall running right up the middle behind Daniel Hunter and Tyler Nunley. And he's not going to get much. They may give him forward progress to right about the 10.
Yeah, he's gonna kind of got stalemated right there at the line of scrimmage. May give him a yard, but nevertheless, they did a second down and 9.
Bronte Harris will come in. He's nursing a deep knee bruise. He'll come in and run the Wild Bearcat now. He'll have Crenshaw to his left, Seth Donaldson up close to the line of scrimmage. Purifoy's there at a tackle, and then you've got two receivers split to the near side in Lovell and Dawson Drake. Straight ahead running for Bronte Harris. He's down to the 5 and fighting for more yardage, maybe just inside the 5 to right about the 4.5.
Anytime Bronte Harris comes into the football game to run that Wild Bearcat position, you can guarantee he's going to do one of two things. He's going to run right or he's going to run left, because he is a great asset to this Bearcat offense. Being able to play defensive back and then coming in to spell at quarterback when he's needed.
Harris will stay in at quarterback. From the shotgun, three receivers to the near side. Seth Donaldson up close to the line of scrimmage. Crenshaw will go in motion to the far side as the Bearcats work right to left. Harris on a keeper running near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Bearcats.
Yeah, Bronte Harris looked more like Nick Marshall that time as he scampered down the line, found a way, leaps into the end zone from about the 2-yard line, and that's where he's got a 5-yard touchdown run here early in the third quarter.
So with 8:56 left to go in the third quarter, Bronte Harris extends the Bearcat lead to 20 as we await the extra point from Matthew Bell. Dawson Drake will put it down right about the 10-yard line.
Keep in mind that Bell's kicking into that 20-mile-an-hour wind out there, too.
Snap is good. Place is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 8:56 left to go in the third quarter. Your score, Bearcats 21, Golden Tigers nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Colman High School, the Bearcats opening up a 21-0 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville, and we've got 8:56 left to go in the third quarter. Matthew Bell kicking off now, another squib kick, and the Tigers are running away from this one like they don't understand it's a live ball, and finally Reed Smith falls on it at the 25-yard line. It's something we've seen over and over this year, Jason. Kickoffs are a live football, but the receiving team on a few games this season have acted like they didn't want to be close to the football.
Yeah, he backed away from it like that thing was a skunk. And, whoa, that was almost going to make it, Tommy. Bounced off the press box.
They're shooting after Bearcat touchdowns, they launch T-shirts up from the track, and we've been waving at them all season long trying to get them to get a T-shirt up here to the window, and they shot one over the press box earlier this evening, and that one almost made it in the window. On first and 10 for Russellville now, they hand it off straight ahead and running for about 4 yards up to the 24-yard line, about a 4-yard carry that time by the Golden Tigers.
Yeah, sorry about the interruption there, but I was trying to explain what happened on the field, and I look up, and there's a T-shirt flying at me, and I'm like, is this thing going to make it? It bounced harmlessly off the front of the press box.
So it's second down, and they only give him progress for a yard, so it'll be second down and 9 for Russellville now from their own 24. Peyton Nichols from the shotgun wants to throw. The Bearcats are pressuring him. He completes it on the near sideline to Sid Willis, but Willis is tackled immediately and not much running room there.
Connor Moon came from that middle linebacker position, and as soon as Willis caught the ball and turned with it, he drove him into the ground and planted him like seed corn over here, drives him out of bounds. Going to lose about 2 yards, so it's third down and 12, 7:56 to go. As this defense is playing like I've not seen him play all season long.
Third down and long for Russellville now. Two receivers split to either side, one back in the backfield beside the quarterback, Nichols. Nichols wants to throw, has Reed Smith open at the 40-yard line, breaks a tackle, and gets all the way into Bearcat territory to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that was a perfect pass that time from Peyton Nichols to number 6, Reed Smith, as he just went on a streaking route right down the center of the field, and he put the ball where only his receiver could catch it, and he falls forward for a few extra yards there, and it's going to be first and 10 from the Colman 47-yard line.
32-yard reception that time from Nichols to Smith. It's first and 10, Golden Tigers now for the Bearcat 48-yard line. Nichols wants to throw again. He's under pressure, gets out of the grasp of one Bearcat and fires incomplete. Good pressure that time from the defensive front for the Bearcats.
Yeah, number 44 that time, Bailey Comstock, he came over from his defensive position right there, and as the ball got to the receiver once again, he lays him out, ball falls to the ground, so it's going to be second down and 10. Probably could have been ruled a fumble because he actually turned and started to run with that football, but the referees say no and incomplete.
On second and 10, Nichols fires intended for Deion Hill about the 40-yard line, straight through Hill's hands, incomplete down to the turf.
Yeah, Ethan McMinn's going to be thinking about that one all night long as it came close to a tip drill practice out there on the field. And he had nobody in front of him and had another defensive touchdown that time because I feel like if he had caught it running in stride like he was, he'd have stopped as he crossed the goal line, maybe.
So it's third down and 10 now for Russellville from the Bearcat 47-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. Nichols wants to throw, has an open man down the middle of the field. It is Deion Hill. He makes the catch at the 15-yard line and is hammered to the turf, and they throw a flag in late. My first indication is they're probably going to call targeting on the defensive back, but I'm sorry, Jason, that defensive back is doing what he's trained to do, and that's hit a receiver that catches the football.
Yeah, hit him and jar the ball loose. He didn't lead with his shoulder. He didn't lead. That was a great-looking tackle, and that's horrible call out there by the referee. Threw the football, or threw the flag from the far side of the field. And
the same official, by the way, Jason, sorry, that threw the holding call, they had to throw it across the line of scrimmage from way away from the play. No flag on the play. That's the right call to play. They waved the flag off, no play. It was just a great catch and a great lick from a defensive back. And coming from a guy who played receiver and took a lot of those licks, you know, hats off to the DBs that make those licks. That's what they're trained to do. And hats off there to Deion Hill, who held on to that ball and got a first down at the Bearcat 22-yard line.
Yeah, football's a big boy sport, man. you know, you're going to have some pretty rough hits out there, but there was nothing about that hit that was illegal. Coleman's jumping around down there on the defensive line and able to draw Russellville off sides that time and back him up 5 more yards. Once again, Russellville's drawing their pistols and starting to blow off their toes as they keep shooting themselves in the foot all night. They are racking up some penalty yards.
It'll be first down and 15 for the Golden Tigers now. They push the football back to the Bearcat 27-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. Nichols wants to throw. He fires out in the flat for Deion Hill, but just a little bit long. Hill unable to run that one down, so it'll bring up second down and 15 now for Russellville.
Hill just ran like a little wheel route out of the backfield, and he led him just a little too much. Ball falls to the ground about 3 yards in front of the receiver. Outstretched arms, but nevertheless, it's second down and 15. Second down and 15.
From the 27-yard line, two receivers to either side. Hill wants to throw, fires on the far side of the field again, trying to find Deion Hill, but great coverage again by Ethan McMahon, the junior defensive back.
Russellville's changed their offensive strategy a lot here in this second drive of the second half. They're just airing the ball out every time. They're trying to test this defensive secondary because they know they can't run against this defensive line and middle linebacker core. So they're going after the secondary. And if you'll notice, they're working that far side of the field where you'd normally find Chase Slocum.
On third down and 15, Nichols throws across the middle, and it's high this time again, intended for Reed Smith. Smith was covered back there by Dalton Yerby. I don't know if he heard Yerby coming up on him or not, but he's unable to haul that one in. So it'll bring up fourth down now.
For the pass that time from number 12, Peyton Nichols. He just threw it over his head. Like you said, didn't know if he heard footsteps and cut his route off short, or if it's just Peyton Nichols getting the pressure up front and throwing the ball a little bit high.
So it's fourth and 15. The Golden Tigers are going to go for it from the Bearcat 27-yard line. Nichols wants to throw. Bearcats are coming after him. They flush him out of the pocket. He fires on the far side of the field, and it's picked off by Sam Calagaris, but they say it was out of bounds on the far side of the field. But nonetheless, the Bearcats are going to take over on downs, first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. What a good defensive stand from the Bearcats.
Actually, it's a good thing that they called it incomplete, because it'd be turnover on downs. They'd have the ball back here from the line of scrimmage. Instead, he was 10 yards down the field, so they'd have given up 10 yards of field position. So they're actually lucky that he called him out of bounds and incomplete pass. It gives them a little bit better field position to start their second possession here in the third quarter.
6 minutes, 26 seconds left in the third quarter. The Bearcats with a 21-point lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville. It's first and 10 for the Bearcats from their own 27-yard line. Fletcher Jennings, the freshman, with the start. He's gone the distance tonight for the Bearcats due to the injury to the sophomore Ross Crocker. He's got two receivers to the near side. He sends Dawson Drake in motion to the far side and hands off, coming right up the middle to Will Crenshaw. And Crenshaw stacked up right about the line of scrimmage. It looks like they may give him forward progress of 1 yard.
Yeah, he faked that ball off to Dawson Drake, handed it to Crenshaw, and he met by a host of Russellville Tigers right there at the center of that line. And they're going to give him about 2 yards, yard and a half. They're going to call it second 9 on the scoreboard. We see second 8 here on the field.
From the 30-yard line, Fletcher Jennings in the shotgun with Seth Donaldson and Will Crenshaw. Two receivers to the near side. Kind of a bobble snap that time from Jennings, and all he can do is dive back to the line of scrimmage. He avoided disaster as he kind of bobbled the snap, and the Golden Tigers were in the backfield. I almost thought for a moment, Jason, they were going to take it away from him.
Yeah, Shamir Hamilton came from that defensive or that outside linebacker position on a blitz. And unfortunately, Fletcher, he kind of bobbled the ball off to that side and was turned in kind of an awkward position. Like you said, I thought he may have jarred the ball loose, but Fletcher able to regain it and fall forward and get back to the original line of scrimmage. Sets up third down and 10.
From the 27-yard line, Mason Goodwin to the near side. Lovell, Drake, and Donaldson split to the far side. Fletcher wants to throw, fires up, complete to Owen Lovell at the 45-yard line, running down to the 40 and down to the 38-yard line. It is Owen Lovell. What a great pitch and catch. Well, we've got three flags on the far side of the field, maybe offensive pass interference on Owen Lovell.
I think that's what they're going to call, but the defender fell down, and they were just kind of tied up together. You know, if you had called defensive pass interference or offensive pass interference on that, and I'm sure the grumbles you hear from the far sidelines that it's going to be on Coleman, and they'll back him up and see what the ref says as he comes to pick up all the laundry and give us an explanation to the near side of the field.
He does indicate pass interference against the offense, Owen Lovell. I was wondering if the pass from Fletcher Jennings was even going to get to Lovell. It was a long pass, about 40 yards up the field, but right into that good stiff north wind.
Stiff north wind, and he was throwing from the near side hash marks to the far side hash marks, which is going to add another 10 yards to that throw. So a 40-yard pass, he had to throw it 60 yards just to get it to him with the wind and the cross-field distance. So
it kind of tells you a little bit about the arm strength of the freshman, Fletcher Jennings. Him and Ross Crocker will battle it out next fall for the starting quarterback position, I'm sure. The way Fletcher has stepped in and played last week in the fourth quarter at Muscle Shoals and the way he's played tonight against Russellville. Third down, 23 for the Bearcats from their own 14-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Crenshaw, the lone back, beside Jennings. He'll fake the pass and hand it off to Crenshaw, kind of on a delay, and Crenshaw gets about 6 yards up to the 20-yard line.
You notice anything familiar about the way Coleman has gone to running this football and taking their time? Every time they snap the ball, the play clock is getting down there even further. They're playing a little bit of that ball control that we're used to seeing. We saw it last week with Muscle Shoals. We saw it the week before that with Decatur. We saw it the time before when we called the West Point and in Russellville game. Build a comfortable lead and then get more conservative with that offense.
Dalton Yerby in his tight punt formation, and this one I think the Golden Tigers get a hand on it. It goes out of bounds right about the 40-yard line, and I'll be the first to tell you, I don't like the Bearcats punt formation. You line the punter up 7 yards deep, and just like that indication right there, Russellville can be in the backfield the time the football gets there, and they're lucky they haven't had more punts blocked on the season.
Yeah, I got a little hand on that one, and it rolled out of bounds over here about the 41-yard line of the Bearcats. So Russellville's going to have some great field position here as they start their third drive of this third quarter with 4:04 to go, trailing Coleman 21-0.
Hand off to Reed Smith, turning the far corner. He has five up two, right about the Bearcat 36-yard line.
Brought down that time by 26, Connor Moon, who was in hot pursuit in that middle linebacker position. Catches him about the numbers on the far side of the field, and not after he's able to pick up 5 yards, sets up second down and five.
Nichols from the shotgun with three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. One lone back beside him in the backfield. He wants to throw. The Bearcats are pressuring him. He's got to scramble away. He fumbles the football. It looks like the Bearcats have fallen on it at the 35-yard line.
Yep, Connor Moon comes up with that football, number 50 that time for Coleman. That's Hunter Brannon. He's able to knock the ball out of number 12. Knock the ball out, and then Moon comes up with it, and there's a flag down on the field. I don't know what that's about.
No indication from the official on the flag yet. Didn't even see it come in. It's kind of a late flag. They're going to call a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Bearcats. So didn't see what happened, but nonetheless, it'll be Bearcat football.
Sometimes the referees need to be a little bit more compassionate. Connor, number 26, he's a senior, playing in his last game here as a Bearcat. He comes up with that fumble, and he runs off the field with a football. I guess they got him for celebration. I don't understand, but you know, taking into consideration that's an 18-year-old kid out there that's playing his last game here in front of his home crowd, he's going to get excited. So
with the penalty, it pushes the football back to the Bearcat 20-yard line. The Bearcats lead it 21-0 with 3:28 left in the third quarter. Fletcher Jennings in the shotgun for the Bearcats has one receiver to the near side. Two tight ends and two backs. He'll hand it off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw's hit right at the line of scrimmage, trying to slip around the near side, but unable to get out of the grasp of Shamir Hamilton.
Yeah, just a quick power run football there that time. And they tried to spread him out with that offensive formation. And then they turn and hand the ball off, and Crenshaw goes up the middle. Loses about a half yard, so it's going to be second down and 11. As Coleman moves here in the third quarter, right to left as you listen, heading into that north wind.
Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Alda Haley on the handoff. He's got running room, 30, 35-yard line is Michael Alda Haley. Just a burst of speed. He hits the hole running wide open, and he's at the linebacker level before Russellville realizes what's going on.
They had hands on him at the line of scrimmage, and he picks up a first down, dragging defenders. And if he was about 2 inches of fabric on the back of his jersey, Or if not, he'd be celebrating in the end zone that time.
First and 10 Bearcats now from their own 35-yard line. Three receivers to the near side, one across the way as they work right to left. Jennings in the shotgun. Handoff again to Alda Haley, running straight ahead behind his tackle. And he falls forward for about 3 yards up to the 38-yard line.
Just a quick hitter off the right side. Doing nothing fancy right now. They're just lining it up and running it down Russell's throat. Able to move the chains last time. Sets up second down and 8 now as Alda Haley still in the game. They check in Mason Goodwin that time. He was on the sideline for some reason.
Will Crenshaw came to the sideline a moment ago, kind of grabbing his left hamstring, so he may have been starting to develop a cramp, but so far Alda Haley's carrying a load while Crenshaw's nursing on the sideline. Two receivers to the near side for the Bearcats. One across the way as they work right to left. Hand off to Alda Haley. Alda Haley's going to hand it off to Owen Lovell on a reverse, getting back to the line of scrimmage and across the 40 and up to the 42-yard line is the running of Owen Lovell.
Owen Lovell laid the lumber to the defensive back over on the far side as he came around on a reverse that he took from Alda Haley. Had three guys holding on to him, and they still couldn't bring big Owen Lovell down on the far side as he stepped back into bounds and comes back onto the field. But that was a lick over there on the far side. They probably need to ask that young man if he knows his name. If he says Batman, take him off the field.
Lovell is a big receiver, 6'4", 205 pounds, and the great news for the Bearcats is he's only a sophomore.
They're talking about something on the far side of the field. I don't see a flag. They're just having a conversation on the far side. Maybe they're just discussing about what a good hit that was.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, Bubba.
That or perhaps trying to get the spot exactly right. Now they spot the football down right about the Bearcat 41-yard line. Bearcats lead it 21-0, 1:42 left in the third quarter. Third down and 4 for the Bearcats now from the 41-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, split backs in the backfield. Fletcher Jennings wants to throw, and he had it right in the grasp of Seth Donaldson, but Donaldson kind of looked upfield just before he brought the football in, and that one falls incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Seth Donaldson, he just turned his head before the ball got there because he had number 16 that time. That's Cameron DeArmond. He was barreling down on the play. Nevertheless, the ball bounces off his hands, falls to the turf. Coleman's going to come out in that short punt formation that Tommy's in love with and see if they can punt this ball and flip the field a little better than they did the last time.
Dalton Yerby in punt formation on 4th and 4, 7 yards deep. He kicks it away 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It goes 10 yards and rolls 7 yards more down to the Golden Tiger 37-yard line. So Russellville will put it in play, 1st and 10 for their own 37-yard line. 1:23 left to go in the third quarter on Friday Night Live here on WRJMLP Coleman. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us, and a special thanks to the folks who bring Friday Night Live to you each and every Friday night. 157 Hardware, Joe Coretti Auto Service, Specialty Pharmacy, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, AK Reynolds, Fuller Optical, Scissor Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, Good Hope Pharmacy, Cyber Broadband, and Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, proud sponsors of Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. On first down,
fumble, Golden, and Coleman's got the ball back.
Golden Tigers run it around the far end, and it's a fumble, and it squirts up to midfield. And Ethan McMahon recovers the fumble, so the Bearcats are going to have it in great field position at midfield on a cold, slippery night here, and just hard for the Golden Tigers to hang on to that football.
Yeah, the running back that time, I couldn't make it out because the play happened so quick. They came back and set the ball. Russellville, they took the ball, tried to run it around the far side. And when they did, he was drugged down from behind by Connor Moon. I can't tell if Connor got his hand up, hit the ball. Ball squirted forward down past midfield to the Coleman 48-yard line, and that's where Ethan McMahon recovered the fumble. Sets up Coleman with decent field position here. 1:09 left to go in the third quarter.
1st and 10 from their own 58 or the Golden Tiger 52, ever how you want to call it. Will Crenshaw takes a handoff, gets across midfield to the 45 and runs down to the 43-yard line. A good 6-yard carry that time for Will Crenshaw.
Or the 57.
True.
If you're listening at home, you're wondering why we're joking about that. We had a guy say that a couple weeks ago there was an announcer from another school that'll go unmentioned, and he said, Looks like they've got the ball first and 10 from their own 52-yard line.
So it's kind of stuck with me and Jason and kind of been running jokes. So if you're not laughing at home, our apologies, but we're having fun with it in the press box. Second down and 2 for the Bearcats from the Golden Tiger 44-yard line. Jennings in the shotgun will hand off to Crenshaw. He's got the Bearcat first down and a couple of yards to boot all the way down to the Golden Tiger 37-yard line.
Crenshaw just hard running right up the middle that time. He's brought down in the middle by number 5, Jacob Hamilton, a 6-foot senior, 210-pound middle linebacker. And Crenshaw met him in the middle of the field there and just drove him back for a few extra yards as Crenshaw was picking him up and putting him down there as he hit the hole right behind the center. Looks like Coleman's going to let this play clock run down, and it'll be a start of the fourth quarter with the ball in well into Russellville territory, and Coleman leading 21-0.
So after three quarters of play, the Bearcats do lead it 21-0. The fourth quarter is next. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti, Friday Night Live from Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. As we begin the fourth quarter, the Bearcats have a 21-0 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville. Bearcats have 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, as they operate from the Golden Tiger 38-yard line. Fletcher Jennings wants to throw, fires way downfield, intended for Mason Goodwin on the goal line. About a 45-yard pass, just about 2 yards too long for Mason Goodwin to haul in.
He handed that ball off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw turned around and flipped it back to Jennings. And like Tommy said, it was just 2 yards too deep into the end zone, or Mason Goodwin would have had another touchdown here and put Coleman up with a commanding lead in the fourth quarter. Got a score coming in here right now. You got Good Hope up 21-14 over Hansville. There's 3 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the third.
On second down and 10, Jennings hands off to Crenshaw, fighting for yardage. He gets maybe about a yard down to right about the 35, maybe the 35-and-a-half yard line.
Crenshaw, good running over on the far side there. Is he, well, they're marking him down. It'll be third down and 9.
Third down and 9. They put the football down at the Golden Tiger 35-yard line. And now another penalty flag on the field. Okay, there's the flag way back in the secondary. They call a personal foul against the Bearcats. Flag way across the far side of the field back in the back of the secondary. Had to be some extracurricular activity way downfield. And Coach Britton's not happy with the call. And they back the Bearcats up back into their own territory at their own 49-yard line. So now it'll be third down and 24 for the Bearcats from their own 49-yard line. 2 receivers split to either side. Crenshaw, the lone back, beside Fletcher Jennings in the shotgun. Long snap count from Jennings. Now he wants to throw. Sets back. Great protection from the offensive line. Fires across the middle of the field way too high for Mason Goodwin. Goodwin was open, but that pass just a little bit out of his reach, so it'll bring a fourth down and long now for the Bearcats.
Yeah, fourth and 24. Look for Coleman to get this ball away. Wonder if he'll try to punt this ball a little bit high since he does have the wind to his back. The flag's not quite ironed out on the flagpole over there, but it's at a full horizontal position.
Fourth down and 24 for the Bearcats. Dalton Yerby in his 7-yard deep punt formation. He'll kick it, kind of a squiggly kick, hits at the 20-yard line, and this one's going to roll down to right about the 11-yard line and all the way down to the 10 before it's down. So that's where Russellville will put it in play, first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. There's a penalty flag up at the 32-yard line, so we'll wait and see what this call is, because that could and actually will determine where the football is spotted.
I'm not sure. I didn't see anything back there. It was a personal foul on Coleman. Getting a little chippy out there tonight, folks.
Bearcats have a 21-point lead over the Golden Tigers. And that'll take the football from the 10-yard line and should bring it out to right about the 25-yard line. But they're actually, I think Russellville,
they're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage replay.
They're going to make him re-kick.
Yeah.
So I guess a wise decision by Coach Heaton and the Golden Tigers to make the Bearcats re-kick it and back them up 15 yards and try to get a little bit of better field position.
Yeah, they'll be punting the ball now from their own 34-yard line.
So they put the football down at the 34-yard line. Dalton Yerby will stand at the 26-yard line. Reed Smith set to receive the punt, standing at the Golden Tiger 34. Good snap. Yerby kicks this one away, and oh, this is a much better kick. It hits at the 16 and rolls right back down to the 9-yard line. What a punt from Dalton Yerby.
Talk about change of fortune. Yeah, Coach Heaton thought he was going to get something out of that, but Dalton Yerby decided he would rear back and lean in on that one. Changes field position and then puts the ball inside the 10-yard line. Excellent, excellent punt that time by number 22, Dalton Yerby. He really put total leather, as we like to say, and the leather came out on the losing end that time.
Got a little bit of wind behind it in this good hard turf, and it rolls down to the 9. So that's where the Golden Tigers put it in play, a handoff and a fumble on the play, but it looks like Deion Hill fell on it, but he's all the way back at the 4-yard line. Hill was trying to run before he really took the handoff.
Yeah, he did. He dropped the ball, so that's going to move him back inside the 5-yard line, all the way back down to, looks like, about the 2 or 3-yard line. And this Coleman defense, I don't like to jinx them, Tommy, but the way they've been getting after the quarterback, I'd like to see 2 points. I'm going to let this defense score some tonight.
Peyton Nichols in the shotgun with 2 receivers split to either side. Wants to throw, fires across the middle, and just a little too short for Deion Hill. Good coverage that time by Ethan McMinn of the Bearcats.
Yeah, the quarterback had to get rid of the football really quick that time because he had Blake Purifoy and Justin Patterson in the backfield putting some pressure on him. And like I said, he doesn't want to give up a sack in that end zone, let this defense score 2, plus get the football back. So they're doing everything they can to get rid of it quick. I wouldn't look for him to make that same mistake twice and try to pass out of this deep in back into Coleman territory.
3rd and 16 for Russellville from their own 3. From the shotgun, Nichols wants to throw, rolls to the near side, fires, intended for his receiver about the 20-yard line. Good coverage again out here by Sam Calagaris. Zach Glenn was there on the coverage along with Ethan McMinn, and the pass falls incomplete.
The tight end that time for Russellville, he got away with a hold in the end zone right there, Tommy. He could have thrown the flag, and we would have had our safety. But nonetheless, he's going to be punting from deep in their own end zone here. So Coleman's going to have excellent field position as a win has his feet planted firmly on the 25-yard line. See if Coleman gets some pressure on him and force a bad punt here.
Cody Greenhill punting out of the end zone, and like Jason mentioned, Caden Wynn stands at the 25. The punt hits at the 30 and then takes a Golden Tiger roll up to the 40, but they're actually going to mark it at the 30-yard line because that's where it bounced off one of the Russellville Golden Tigers. So all in all, a 27-yard punt into the wind, and the Bearcats are in good field position again from the Golden Tiger 30-yard line. They lead Russellville by 21. It's 21-0 Bearcats over the Golden Tigers.
Yeah, they had to give that ball to him because number 11, Sid Willis, he had his back to the ball trying to come down and get some coverage that time on Wynn, and he didn't see it. It bounced right off his shoulder pad, and then it rolled forward about another 15 yards, but where the where he touched it is where the Coleman Bearcats will get it. The ball rests right on the 30-yard line. With 9:33 to go, Coleman's up 21-0, looking to put some more points on this board.
Bearcats moving toward the south end zone. Three receivers to the near side, one across the way. They toss it to the one from across the way, which is Mason Goodwin, kind of trying to just run a sweep to the near side, and Goodwin's wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. He'll actually lose about 8 yards on the carry.
Yeah, the defensive end over here, he shot the gap. He knew what was coming and caught Goodwin behind the line of scrimmage. Like Tommy said, drops him for a loss of 8, so it's going to be second down and 18 now as the clock ticks away here early in the fourth quarter. But Coleman's got a commanding lead right now. Could do some damage here if they could get it in the end zone one more time.
From the 38-yard line, three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Hand off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw's got a hole and barrels his way down to the 29-yard line.
Crenshaw came off right tackle that time. Followed the guard up into the hole, able to get around the time. Gets him back up past the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and 9, which is manageable for this explosive Coleman offense the way they've been moving the football tonight.
Third and 9 from the 29. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side for the Bearcats, working left to right toward the south end zone that says Bearcats. And the Bearcats want to take a timeout with 8:20. We'll take one with them. Clock is stopped. 21-0 is your score. Bearcats over the Golden Tigers. 8:20 left in the ball game. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800.
Back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman. Glad that you're with us each and every Friday night for Friday Night Live. Next week we'll be on the road to Rogersville to cover the first round of the 3A state playoffs as the Vinemont Eagles travel to take on the Lauderdale County Tigers. First round playoff action comes your way next Friday night right here on Live 95 beginning at 6:40. It's third down and 9 for the Bearcats from the Russellville 29-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side as the Bearcats work from left to right. Fletcher Jennings, the freshman at quarterback, with Will Crenshaw beside him in the backfield. Get a play change from the sideline. Now the Bearcats are ready to go. Russell shifting around on defense, kind of confused, and now there's movement on the offensive line. They're going to call the Bearcats for a false start.
Yeah, they were showing blitz on that far side. Number 16, that's DeArmond for Russell. He came up showing blitz. They turned to the sideline to get the play changed, and when they went back out to fall into their coverage formation, somebody flinched on the line of scrimmage. That's going to back them up 5 more, so it'll be third down and 15 now.
From the 35-yard line, Jennings from the shotgun wants to throw, loads, fires downfield. He had Mason Goodwin open at the 15-yard line, but the pass falls just a little bit too far, and Goodwin unable to run that one down.
Yeah, he just I think Goodwin had the route to the inside, and Fletcher thought he was running to the outside. Goodwin was on the inside of the numbers. The ball went to the outside of the numbers. Maybe a little miscommunication during all that play call, play change in there. But Coleman still got Russell pinned deep here with 8:11 to go in the fourth.
And Dalton Yerby's in his 7-yard deep punt formation. The Bearcats have faked 2 punts tonight. But Yerby will kick this one away, kind of a soft spiral that hits at the 5, and is they going to say he's downed it? No, they're going to say a touchback. He almost downed it right about the half-yard line, but the official is going to call it a touchback. So, nonetheless, the Golden Tigers will have to go 80 yards. Clock is stopped with 8:02 left to play in the ball game, and the Coleman Bearcats with a 21-0 lead over Russellville.
Well, they're going to have to go 80 yards more than once, Tommy, because they've got a tall order if they're going to move the ball. If they're going to move the ball 18 yards against this defense the way they're playing, They're just they're fighting a losing battle right now on the ground. The last couple drives, they've really had to air the ball out to see what they do decide to do here on offense this go-around.
Peyton Nichols wants to throw. He's got good protection, and then he's flushed out of the pocket and fires for Reed Smith on the far side of the field. That pass falls incomplete. Coverage out there by Caden Wynn and also Dalton Yerby in on the coverage for the Bearcats.
Yeah, he got flushed out of the pocket there, and he had to make a quick throw, and it just came up short. I think Hayden Nichols is a little bit flustered out there as the last four or five passes he's thrown, and they bounced off the turf in front of his receivers.
Nichols rolls to the far side, wants to throw. He's hit as he throws the ball, and it falls incomplete, intended for Kobe Tompkins. And again tonight, Nichols has not been able to connect to Tompkins at all. And coming into the night, Tompkins was the leading receiver on this football team, and he has yet to make a catch tonight. And the one man assigned to covering him tonight has been the guy who replaced Chase Slocum, and that's Caden Wynn. So hats off to Wynn and his coverage of the big receiver for Russellville tonight.
And Russell got a little antsy that time, and the big guard on the near side of the field, number 79, that is Austin Stidham, 6'4", 250-pound sophomore. He just leaned a little too quick, and that's going to back him up five more yards, which is where they don't need to be, is behind the chains, trying to convert a third down and 15 against a very stingy Coleman defense as they put the ball on the ground, and I think Coleman may have ended up with the football again.
It was a high bobbled snap. The Bearcats do recover it at the 12-yard line.
And look who it is coming up with the football, number 26, Connor Moon.
Your man that had the eye of the Bearcat as you saw him walking across the parking lot tonight, Connor Moon, a man on a mission to get a win in his last home game as a Bearcat.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd call it the eye of the Bearcat or the eye of the rattlesnake. He looked like he was mad at the world. And it shows out here on the field tonight because he's been playing like a man possessed. Congratulations to Connor Moon for what a good game he has played tonight, as well as the rest of this Bearcat defense.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Bearcats from the Golden Tiger 12-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Now coming in motion is Mason Goodwin. He takes the handoff and tries to get to the corner. And there's two or three Russellville Golden Tigers right there waiting on him. He'll be knocked down about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he kept waiting on a hole to open up on this near side of the field. As he come from the far side of the field, took the handoff, he was just waiting for a block to happen, and it never did. Big old number 57 that time for Russellville, Tyrone Wilson, 6'2", 300 pounds of fury, came down and plugged it up and kind of wasn't nowhere to go for Goodwin.
Second down and 10 for the Bearcats from the Russellville 13-yard line. Will Crenshaw takes a handoff from Fletcher Jennings. He's at the 10 to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats.
Fletcher Jennings able that time. I mean, Will Crenshaw that time able to get around this end. He waited for a block. That time it did materialize. And he goes on a 14-yard touchdown run for number 33, Will Crenshaw, with 6:50 to go left in the ballgame.
Good, patient running from Will Crenshaw, just kind of dancing behind the offensive line, waiting for the moment that the hole would open up. And when it did, he darted forward and got himself into the end zone and extends the Bearcat lead to 27 now as we await the extra point from Matthew Bell out of the hold of Dawson Drake. Snap is good, place is good, kick is up, and the kick is good. It took them forever. It looked good for this. I don't know what they're waiting on.
That was right down Main Street.
I don't know what the officials were looking at, but they kind of messed up a good call. Snap, place, kick is good. So clock has stopped. 6:50 left to go in the ball game. It is 28-0 Bearcats over Russellville. We'll be back. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
back at Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Friday Night Live, senior night for the Coleman Bearcats. And boy, they're putting on a show. 28-0 over the Golden Tigers of Russellville. And Matthew Bell set to kick this one away from the 40. Knuckleball taken by Reed Smith at the 18. Run back to the 25, 30. Smith to the 35 and out to the 39-yard line.
Tommy, I wasn't watching the return that time because I looked out on the field and you got Justin Patterson lined up next to the kicker and he kept pointing at somebody. And I was like, well, who is he pointing at? And he every time he looked at me, point at him. And I saw what he was pointing at because he went down the field and he found number 5, Jacob Hamilton, 6-foot senior, 210 pounds, and he laid him out. There must have been a word said beforehand, but Justin Patterson just it cracks me up because this kid, he's big and he's athletic, and he just took a 6-foot, 210-pounder and nailed him like he was a rag doll.
And after the kickoff, Russellville elects to take a timeout, so the clock is stopped. 6:42 left to play in the ball game. We're glad you're with us here on Halloween night. There's a lot of things that you could have been doing, but glad you're listening to us here on Friday Night Live. And if you like the high school football, I'm telling you, you're really going to like Sports Talk Live Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes talk local high school sports, college sports, professional sports, and even fishing on your local lakes. It's Sports Talk Live each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon here on Coleman's Live 95. And we mentioned being a community-oriented and a community service radio station for Coleman. And we'll show you more about that Monday night as we debut This Week Live, a public affairs show hosted by Jay Fuller and Melissa Silvey. They'll be discussing city, county, state, and national issues. It's This Week Live, debuting Monday night from 4 to 6 here on Live 95. First and 10 for Russellville now. Straight ahead running from Dion Hill, and Hill scampers for about 10 yards right up near midfield. Good enough for a Golden Tiger first down.
Yeah, Dion Hill gets up the field that time. Yerby brings him down, but not after he gets right up to midfield. That's where Russell's going to take over here with 6:32 to go in the fourth.
First and 10 from midfield now for Russellville. Working from right to left is Dion Hill again. Hole on the left side, 45, 40. Running down to the 39-yard line is Dion Hill. That's another 11-yard scamper and another Russellville first down.
Yeah, good running that time. He just fast. You know, we can talk about Hill out there. And number one, he got around the end over here and just picked up 10 yards and sets up another first down here.
First and 10, Russellville. They hand it off to Dion Hill again, and this time he only gets about 4 yards down to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, he went off this left end to the near side of the field, took the handoff, leaned forward, able to pick up 3-4 yards that time. So it's going to be second down, looks like about 6 yards. As Russell's starting to get some hurry up to their offense. They're not wanting to have the shutout pitched on them tonight. But this Coleman defense will probably shear up right here in just a second and thwart this offensive production.
They toss it to Dion Hill, turning the far corner, and he gets about 3 more yards down to right about the 33-yard line. He's quick, and he's able to turn the corner and pick up about 3 more yards for the Golden Tigers.
Yeah, third down and 4 as we have 5:23 to go here in the fourth. Russell trying desperately to get on the scoreboard. This Coleman defense has not been, and they're not breaking. They want a shutout tonight.
Dion Hill again on the carry. He finds a hole and squirts down about the 24-yard line. He's going to have another Golden Tiger first down as he takes something that could be nothing and is able to find a hole and squirt his way down to the 24-yard line and get a first down.
Yeah, he's going to set up first and 10 now inside. Let's see. They've got they're backing him up. There maybe must have been a flag on the field. I did not see it. There's kind of a glare on the field from the rain earlier tonight. Yeah, there's going to call. That's why he turned something into nothing, because they were cheating.
They were holding him. Holding penalty, the flag leg at the 35-yard line, so they'll back him up to the 45. And it'll be third down and about 16 to go for Russellville. Clock ticking now. 5 minutes left in the ball game. It's 28-0 Bearcats on senior night. Peyton Nichols wants to throw. He's getting pressure from Justin Patterson, and he just throws this one away to get rid of it. Looked like it was intended out there for his tackle, Jacob Devaney. No penalty flag on the play. But, incomplete pass brings up fourth down and long for Russellville.
Yeah, offensive linemen, they can't touch the football until it's been touched by somebody else.
But as Arkansas found out last week in UAB, they can throw touchdown passes.
Yeah.
It's fourth down and 16 for Russellville. They bring in Cody Greenhill, and he'll kick this one away into that stiff north wind.
Yeah, they've got nothing to lose, so I would be very cautious looking for that fake punt. See if they decide to kick it away, and there it is. There's the fake.
They snap it to the up back. He's across the 45. That's Deion Hill to the 40. Still running to the 35 and spinning down to the 31-yard line is Deion Hill, but he's going to be about 2 yards short of a first down. So the Bearcats hold, and they'll take over first and 10 from their own 32-yard line, leading 28 to nothing.
Kind of look for that that fake right there to begin with. You know, and the way those two up backs were, you've got two up backs that close to the line of scrimmage. That other one, one of the near side of the field, he was pulling to come around this end to block for Hill. And it's almost like they didn't even try to camouflage what they were about to do. 47, Greenway, the punter, he could have maybe jumped up there and flopped a little better. He didn't even do that.
4:44 left to go in the ball game. It's a 28-0 Bearcat lead, and the Bearcats have it first and 10 from their own 33. Michael Aldehaley with the handoff, spinning and breaking tackles up to near the 35-yard line.
I would look to see a heavy dose of run right here out of the Bearcats, Michael, as there's 4:30 left to go in the game. It's second down and 8. They're in their own territory right now. They're at the 33-yard line. They're going to start eating this clock up and keep the ball away from Russell to keep them from doing anything on offense. See what they do here.
Second down and 9 for the Bearcats from their own 34. Aldehaley again, 40 and out to the 42-yard line. He's got a Bearcat first down.
Aldehaley's one of those runners. When he takes the handoff, in two steps he's running as fast as he can run. And I don't say that demeaning or derogatory, because as fast as he can run is faster than anybody else out there on the defense can catch him. First two steps, wide open. When he hits the line of scrimmage, he's running 100 miles an hour.
He's one of those guys, as you say, Jason, he can cut the lights out and be in bed before it gets dark.
Yes, he can.
First and 10 for the Bearcats now from their own 44-yard line. Fletcher Jennings from the shotgun. Hands off to Aldehaley again. He's across midfield and into Golden Tiger territory at the 49-yard line, a 6-yard carry.
6 yards on first down. Aldehaley gets in behind those big guys up front. And just follows the blocks, squirts through, and picks up 6 yards there on first. Second down, and they're going to actually give him 7. So it's second down and 3 as the Bearcats cross midfield. Ball resting right at the top of the H of the CHS in the center of the field. So they got great field position here now again.
Bearcats working left to right toward the south end zone. 3 minutes left in the ball game and a 28-0 lead. Milking every bit of the play clock. It's a 10 now, and now Fletcher Jennings gets them set. Motion to the far side of the field. Handoff goes to Aldehaley, turning to far corner. Jets are on 40 and down to the 35-yard line is Aldehaley. Another 12-yard scamper for the senior.
Aldehaley took the ball in the backfield. He went around the left end of the far side of the field. And like Tommy said, turned the Jets on, and he had one man to beat, or it had been taillights all the way to the end zone. As like I said, Aldehaley, he's not a big guy, 5'5", 150. But, man, he's fast.
First and 10 Bearcats from the Golden Tiger 36-yard line. Keeping it on the ground and working this clock. It's down to 2.5 minutes left of the ball game, and it's a 28-0 Bearcat lead. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, split backs beside Fletcher Jennings. Mason Goodwin comes in motion to the near side. Handoff is faked to him, and it's given to Aldehaley, and this time he's going to be caught in the backfield. Not much doing on the sweep that time from the Bearcats.
Goodwin held up there that time, and they were trying to create a little misdirection. Ball came back to Fletcher. He turned and handed it off to Aldehaley, and then Goodwin tried to have a lead block. Couldn't really tell what happened, the reason it didn't pick up any yardage, or actually lost 3 or 4 yards. It was a well-designed play, just I think maybe the defense caught wind of it and were able to get back there in the backfield. It was kind of a scrum back there, almost like a rugby play for a moment.
Second down and 14 for the Bearcats. 1.5 minutes left in the ball game. It's a 28-0 Bearcat lead. Mason Goodwin takes the handoff, and this one falls to the turf, and he's got to run backwards, and he's going to be knocked down right about midfield. So, again, nothing doing on that play that time for the Bearcats. And actually, check that. That was 28.
That's Carson.
That's
Freeman.
Carson Freeman on the carry. My apologies.
Yeah, the ball just bounced right off his numbers, hit the ground, and had to reach down and pick it up. When he did, he lost a big chunk of real estate. It's going to be third down and 23 from Coleman's from the Russellville 39-yard line.
Just under 1 minute to go in the ball game. The Bearcats with a 28-0 lead. It's going to be third down and long, but the Bearcats are going to let the play clock run all the way down as far as they can and just work the clock, and maybe this will be the last snap of the ball game. Fletcher Jennings from the shotgun now. He's going to hand it off to Al DeHaley. Al DeHaley gets back to the line of scrimmage, cuts back against the grain, and gets to the 45 and is knocked down there.
Yeah, there's 31 seconds on the clock now. See where they start the play clock at. Looks like Coleman will not have to run another play. Yep, and they won't. They're just going to have a chance to kneel down on. They're going to finish the season, folks. Listen at home. They'll be 5-5, and they get a much-needed win right here tonight against a very, very good Russellville football team. They came into this competition only having one loss to an undefeated East Limestone team as they head into the playoffs next week as in second place in 5A Region 8. And they made Russellville look like a team that just wasn't ready to face this Coleman Bearcat team, as they made it look easy tonight defeating these Russellville Golden Tigers.
The Bearcats did. The Bearcats came to play tonight. They closed out 2014 with a big 28-0 win over the Russellville Golden Tigers. Our post-game show is next. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Welcome back to Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. The Bearcats have finished out 2014 with a big win, 28-0 over the Russellville Golden Tigers. And Jason, we thought coming into tonight it was going to be a big battle because Russellville is a good football team. They finished number 2 in their region in Class 5A Region 8, but the Bearcats came to play tonight and make a statement, and that they did.
Yes, they did. They did it with a pounding defense tonight. They were they had an answer for everything Russellville has thrown at them tonight. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It's cold up here, sore throat. Just about wore out the vocal cords tonight, folks, and I apologize for continually in the microphone. But nevertheless, like I said, Coleman in the pregame show.
Jason, we're not paying you for that.
Yeah, you started the night that way, so what's
Thanks, Jay.
Got to aggravate you.
Like I said, in the pregame show, Coleman was going to have to come out and get some pressure on this quarterback, Peyton Nichols, for Russellville. And they did just that. Like I said, you had Justin Patterson. He was in the backfield all night long giving pressure, as well as Purifoy and Blaylock. And he forced a lot of errant throws. The defense, they stepped up on the defensive back play. When they finally were able to get the ball away, there was someone from Coleman there to defend. On offense, Coleman needed to get some production going, and they did that by getting a spark in the first quarter when they were forced to punt, and a 58-yard fake punt was ran into the end zone by Carson Freeman. The extra point, it was no good. Coleman led 6-0 with 9:04 to go in the first. Just before the half, Crenshaw takes a screen pass from Fletcher Jennings, a 19-yard touchdown reception. Mason Goodwin catches one in the end zone for the two-point conversion, 14-0 at the half. Coleman led the Russellville Golden Tigers. Then with 8:56 to go in the third, Bronte Harris takes the ball on a 5-yard touchdown run. Matthew Bell's extra point was good. Coleman led at that point 21-0. And then midway through the fourth quarter, Crenshaw goes on a 14-yard touchdown run on the south end zone down here. Extra point from Matthew Bell was good. And, ladies and gentlemen, 28-0, Coleman over Russellville. That's how we got here. And we'll tell you where we're going to go next week and how we're going to get there, too.
Next week, we'll travel up I-65. We'll go west on Highway 72 to Rogersville to check out the Vinemont Eagles in the first round of the 3A state playoffs as they take on the Lauderdale County Tigers in the first round of the playoffs next week. That game begins at 6:40 right here on Live 95. Some updates from around the county. With 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Addison leads Winston County 28-21. Hansville leads Good Hope in a big battle, 22-21, with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And so I thought we had one more score. Maybe those are the two that we've got. Addison 28, Winston County 21 late, and Hansville 22, Good Hope 21 with about 2 minutes left. Our final score here, the Coleman Bearcats 28 and the Russellville Golden Tigers nothing. This has been Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, brought to you each and every week by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, by Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, NBK Russell's, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Once again, the final score, the Coleman Bearcats 28 and the Russellville Golden Tigers nothing. For Jason Coretti, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat. Tell the neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's our town. Everybody scream.
It's town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Riding with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Here I down of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash, gone with a trace.
I am the who in the cold stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Jingle-a-lings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween,
in this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
The Woman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street.
Nightmare.
in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke inside my drawers, the screams so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad fresh prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to sleep,
I
Jeff.
You tomorrow,
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone.
she just wants some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't hear you. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Louder.
Happy Halloween from Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the car police to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it meant to.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
Good.
Monster mash.
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash. Good. Monster mash.
Happy Halloween!
the seat of sweet music's throne, to this kingdom where all must pay homage to music. Music, you have come here for one purpose and one alone. Since the moment I first heard you sing, I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing.